leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
It's by creating false categories that wall off your willingness, that prevent you from wanting to know certain things or talk to certain people. And name-calling is the most obvious tool. Like, he's a crank, he's a racist, he's a whatever, fill it in. And then you're like, I can't listen to that person. And I have to say, your willingness to platform or to have a conversation with Alex Jones, I think, was a revolutionary act, actually. Not that everything Alex Jones says is right. It's not. Not everything I say is right, or anyone says is right. But Alex Jones is an interesting person. And even if he's not interesting, he has been walled off from the rest of us.
Yeah.
Through name calling. And your willingness to be like, no, actually, we're just going to listen to Alex Jones and you can decide for yourself.
Well, Alex has been my friend for more than 20 years.
Exactly. But you were not allowed to talk to him. And when you hear Alex Jones talk, you may not agree with everything he says. I don't know that I do. But you definitely understand why they told you you couldn't listen to Alex Jones.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I had him as one of the first guests when I came over to Spotify.
Love that.
I was like, let's go.
What did they say?
Well, a lot of people weren't happy. We lost sponsors. It was an issue. But I think it did the job. You know, it regardless of what he said that's incorrect, clearly the Sandy Hook thing was incorrect. You know, Alex, I know Alex personally, so I know what he was going through. And, you know, everybody wants to talk about mental health and they want to praise people for being honest about their mental health issues and support them on their mental health journey to wellness. Alex has gone through some real issues. And one of the reasons why he's gone through some issues is because that guy is uncovering real shit that's terrifying every day. And, you know, he's just constantly stressed, freaking out. And when you see so many lies and so much propaganda and so many psyops that are being done on people, you start seeing them where they don't exist. And that's what he did.
Well, and he's also channeling some stuff. You can't call 9/11 in detail because you're super informed.
The fact.
He called it.
Yes.
He literally called it. In the summer of 2001, he said, planes will fly into the World Trade Centers, and they will blame a man called Osama bin Laden. We know that he said that because he said it on tape multiple times. And then he said, call the White House and tell them this. Now, that's all we know about Alex Jones. Let's just say that's the fact set. How'd that happen?
Right. How did he do that?
He's channeling something.
You think
that's
so?
Super. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There's like no other. I mean, tell me how he did it otherwise. I've asked him about it. How did you do that at length? He had dinner in my barn recently. We're talking about this. How'd you do that? I don't know. It just came to me. And that's real. That is real. The supernatural is real. And I don't know why it's so hard for the modern mind, I guess because it's a materialist mind, to accept that. But what you see, and that's not a new phenomenon. It's happened throughout history. There are people called prophets. And there are people who were prophets who weren't called prophets. But there are people who have information or parts of information, bits of information, visions of information come to them, and then they relay it. It's not from them. They received it. This is like the, you know, one of the oldest phenomena in human history. So those people tend to be a little crazy, a little unbalanced, a little different from everybody else. Do you know what I mean? They live on locusts and honey in the wilderness. I mean, that's just like they're not like everybody else. And that's clearly part of what – I'm not saying that everything that Alex Jones says is a prophecy from God. It's not. But – that was prophetic. And if it wasn't, tell me how it wasn't. In July of 2000, like I lived in Washington in July of 2001. You know, my dad worked in the government. Like I was as well informed as anybody could be about what was going on in the government. I've always been interested in what's happening in other countries. I was aware of Osama bin Laden. I knew about the Taliban. I knew, you know, more than most people. There's not one person who was saying, not one person in Washington, D.C. was saying, you know, at some point soon, they may fly airplanes into the World Trade Centers and blame Osama bin Laden. Like, that just wasn't a thing. So if you said that multiple times on camera, there's a reason. Like, and everyone, I've said this to 50 people, what I just said to you, and they all look at me like, yeah, that's stupid. Tell me how it's stupid. And tell me how he did that.
All right, it is the kickoff of this Monday, April 22nd, 2024 broadcast. And right out of the gates, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is our guest to the bottom of the hour. And then we are going to cover all the other incredible news taking place today. I want to do a historical deep dive on World War I and World War II and how the globalists are planning another world war and another class of civilizations. I want to lay out the players now the PSYOP is taking place. Why is our government funding both sides of Israel and Hamas? Again, it's about a dialectic. At Columbia, they're locking the Jewish professors out for their safety. Remember Evergreen College? They were locking all the whites out. This is all being directed by Soros, by the big foundations on record. Same thing happening at Yale, blocking Jews, checking their IDs, mobs of people so they can't go into Yale. Again, this is a clash of civilizations. We're going to be breaking that down coming up. I'm going to do the deep dive on Adolf Hitler. I put some posts on X this weekend that got tens of millions of views explaining to people that just because the globalists are bad doesn't mean that being naughty and liking Hitler is good. Hitler was a loser. And I'm going to explain all of that because I am an expert on it coming up in the second hour. Then we have a WEF high-level whistleblower. His father was the founder, co-founder with Klaus Schwab, joining us from Geneva, Switzerland. It's going to be a huge transmission today, but I don't want to waste any more time. I want to go directly to my favorite Congresswoman, Marjorie Taylor Greene, hailing from Georgia, to talk about the incredible bill we just saw passed, $95.3 billion, not a red cent for American veterans or American single moms or the border or to stop fentanyl, all for Ukraine and Israel and a bunch to Hamas, because when you give it to the folks in Gaza, who I feel sorry for, Hamas is the government there. So talk about funding both sides. This is insane. And we're also going to talk about the urgency, because I asked her before she came on. I've been asking her to come on for 3 days, and she said yes. And I said, what is the most important thing? She said urgency, and we can't just wait for Trump to save us. The fight is now, and I could not agree with her more. We need to have a real sense of urgency and not be lulled into this tyranny and just, okay, we're awake, there's tyranny, but we do nothing. We have the power. So the mighty MTG joins us. Boy, was she right about Speaker Johnson from the, you know, she tried to give him a chance. Trump's tried to give him a chance, but he really showed his cards. The Democrats are now bragging that they will keep him in power as a speaker. Even Republicans try to remove him, as MTG and others did so successfully, spearheaded by Matt Gaetz and herself. So this is a big deal. Others say, well, she's a troublemaker. We should just go along to get along. Well, then might as well put Nancy Pelosi back in there, or maybe Adam Schiff or somebody. So thank you so much, Marjorie Taylor Greene, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. And this is why I always support you. You got a great show coming up today. I'm going to do my best to dial in and listen to the rest of it, because I think you're going to be talking about some very important pieces of history that maybe people don't know or they've forgotten, but also what's ahead. And I fully agree with you on the upcoming war. They're supporting both sides. So I just wanted to weigh in on that for a minute. I voted no against the Israel funding. As a matter of fact, I voted no to the entire package. Everything that we voted on, I voted no. But the Israel piece was had a lot of confusion, especially for Christians. You know, they funded $26 billion to Israel, but in that bill for Israel, it had $9 billion to go to Gaza. Well, everyone needs to understand that Hamas is the elected government of Gaza, and there's not going to be any money or aid going into Gaza without Hamas controlling it. So you're right again, Alex. They're funding both sides of the war, and that should really create massive concern for everyone. And I'll step in a bit further on that, Alex. They also want to control that war. And Israel, if they want to fight their own war against Hamas, and remember, Hamas is still holding Israeli hostages. They're also holding American hostages. But if Israel wants to fight that war, they don't want America's money, because the Biden administration and the State Department's going to come in to control it. And that is what this whole thing is all about. And I think that's extremely dangerous for the Middle East. And I think that's extremely dangerous for America in the long run.
Well, I'm glad you're focusing on that. I'm glad you're focusing on that, because when I do the deep dive on World War II, it's on record, not even debatable. They had congressional hearings after World War II, as you know, the Cormac-Dickstein Committee hearings. where the biggest banks in America were funding the buildup of Hitler and then funding the war against Hitler, and GM and Ford plants weren't even allowed to be bombed by our B-17s during World War II. So you talk about funding both sides. It's these evil banking cartels above it all that are manipulating things through the Hegelian dialectic. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, you're right. And this is some of the most important conversation that needs to be had. And I really appreciate having this conversation with you. I gave a floor speech on Saturday, losing my days, on Saturday, just before the vote. And I laid out why I am against funding Ukraine. And I haven't ever voted to fund any of it. This is a war that shouldn't be happening. And in my speech, I said, why isn't anyone demanding peace? Peace should be the only conversation that we're having when it involves any of these foreign conflicts and foreign wars. That should be America's role, is peace. But the problem that I laid out is it's a business model. America's government, our federal government's business model, is built on murder. It is built on the blood and the death and the wars of foreign countries and foreign peoples. And what you and I are talking about is this is how they do it. Exactly that vote that went down on Saturday that funded $61 billion to Ukraine, $26 billion to Israel. Remember, $9 billion of that goes to Hamas. And then the rest of it going to Taiwan, saying that they're preventing China from escalating and taking Taiwan. All of this money is actually meant to build up our military-industrial complex. And this is a sick and disgusting business model. If we're going to fund American businesses, it should be, and I'm this is going into your conversation today, should be back to like in World War I and World War II. American businesses retooled their manufacturing to become weapons manufacturers and defense contractors. What we should be doing today, Alex, is we should be retooling these defense contractors and these defense manufacturers back to being America first businesses, building our own supplies, our own microchips, our own critical supply chain medications, and much, much more. That's what the American government business model should be. That's what I want it to be. It should not be about funding foreign wars in order to control and dictate basically the world government, because that's what the federal government has become. We're dictating and controlling, really being the globalist one world government. And this is beyond what people are thinking about. Most members in Congress, many of them that voted for it thought they were supporting Israel. But instead, they're supporting Hamas at the same time. Talk about bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. That was a curse within that blessing. But they feel obligated under a biblical mandate, as Speaker Johnson was talking about, which was absolutely unbelievable to listen to him talk about, especially, and I think people need to know this, he funded the omnibus bill, Alex. That was his first betrayal, was about a month ago. He funded an omnibus bill that fully funded full-term abortion. That's not what Christians do. Fully funded the trans agenda on children. That's not what Christians do. He fully funded the Department of Justice that has 91 federal indictments against President Trump, and the Department of Justice that's locking up January 6th election protesters every single day. He fully funded the FBI that raided Mar-a-Lago and gave them a brand new building for $200 billion. He fully funded the Green New Deal, the climate agenda that is destroying our American energy industry and our future in reality. He fully funded Joe Biden's deadly open border invasion. He fought for nothing, negotiated for nothing. And he even in that omnibus spent more money than Nancy Pelosi did. That's when, Alex, that's when I introduced the motion to vacate. I think it shocked many people. I think I was ahead and people didn't know all this about Mike Johnson yet. But I really do believe people are catching up. And I have seen people I'm talking to are more angry now than they ever were, maybe even in November of 2020. They're angry on a whole new level, because they've seen what we're all living it, what we're going through, and everyone is aware of the future that's coming up. Here's the biggest problem, Alex. Most of my Republican colleagues, everybody in Washington, D.C., all of the political consulting class, they're angry at me. They're saying, oh, we need to wait till after Trump wins the election. Oh, we're going to fix all this stuff next Congress. Alex, I'm not so sure that Trump is going to be able to win the election. This is April. I know the polling looks good, but November's a long ways away. And we already went through a stolen election that in many of these states never changed their election laws. There's also this. They are trying to lock President Trump up. They want to put him in jail for the rest of his life. And they mean it. They are not backing down. So there's no guarantee we're going to win this election. And look at Mike Johnson. He completely betrayed everyone with FISA, reauthorized FISA that spied on hundreds of thousands of Americans. And then he put his thumb on the scale himself and voted against the warrant requirement that he had just 6 months ago had been supportive of and had argued for on Judiciary Committee. But what happened on Saturday? What happened on Saturday where they were all waving the Ukrainian flag on the United States of America House of Representatives floor while they sent nearly $100 billion overseas to fund the foreign wars, fund the military-industrial complex that just is built on dead bodies all over the world. That is something so evil. It's so evil that we cannot allow it. It cannot be allowed to stand.
And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is our guest from the Alex Jones Show. I want you to elaborate on that. But going back a moment before we get into Ukraine, what you said is so central about Trump a minute ago. You're not doom and gloom. You're being straight with people that they better not be lackadaisical. They better not go out and vote. They better not tell their friends and family and neighbors and strangers not to vote. They better, you know, not stop calling in to talk radio and C-SPAN and going to rallies and supporting President Trump because he is under total attack. And he puts on an air of confidence and strength. That's because he is that. But he's not God, and he's not invincible. And I know a lot of conservatives see the numbers and see how unpopular Biden is, and they just can't believe they would actually steal it again. It's all about demoralizing us. And so people understand there's almost like a Q-ish thing going on where people think Trump's invincible, and he's not. We need to fight 110% in this football game, or we're going to lose it. Just because we think we're 7 points ahead right now with a whole nother quarter left, we could lose this thing, ladies and gentlemen. And God forbid Trump doesn't win. Can you imagine what they're going to do? They've said it. They are literally going to come after the Trump supporters and the people that are seen as the opposition to the globalist plan. So this is so serious for our republic.
You're absolutely right, Alex. No, and here's the real truth. I agree with you. I think people are believing a complete conspiracy theory, thinking, oh, we're just going to win this election. Yeah, you're right. He is not invincible. He is a man. He's fighting as hard as possible. He's putting all he has into trying to win the election. But you also got to remember, he's at the same time he's trying to run for president again, he's having to put everything he has into defending himself against these rigged trials and this unbelievable perversion of our justice system. And the Democrats aren't sorry about it. They aren't going to back off of what they are doing. They literally want him dead. Benny Thompson introduced a bill to take away his Secret Service protection. That's how serious they are. They want President Trump dead. They want to lock him up in jail for the rest of his life so that he dies in jail. And they want to take away his Secret Service protection so that he is murdered somewhere in jail, possibly. This is how serious they are. Now, remember, here's something else, Alex. They told us we were going to win in 2020. That's what all the consultants said. Oh, we're going to win in 2020. And then they told us there's going to be a big red wave in 2022. That didn't happen. We had a trickle. We only won the House.
And if you remember, you and I were there warning people that that was not the case. And they said, you're buzzkills. You've got attitude problems. And I said, no. I said, we're going into the 79 days of hell because that's from the date of the election to the inauguration. And we put up a website, put it on the side of our armored vehicle, and we drove around. And then it was 79 days of hell, wasn't it? And now it's been 3+ years of hell after.
Oh, yeah. And the people are feeling about it. And then here you have up there in Washington, D.C., they're saying, we don't want the drama. We don't want the chaos. But yet the American people are living in drama every day. The American people are living in chaos every single day. And the American people are sick of it. There's a whole new level of rage, Alex. And it looks like this. Republican voters are going all in for Trump, but they are done with the Republican Party. They are so done with the Republican Party. As a matter of fact, I fear after President Trump, there is no future Republican Party because our leaders have been Mitch McConnell, now Mike Johnson, who is literally the ultimate uniparty speaker of the House. Our Republican leadership in Washington has not given anything for Republican voters to vote for. And that is why keeping Speaker Johnson in his seat for the rest of this term is the most dangerous thing we can do if we care about winning the House and having control in 2025.
Congresswoman, you know the famous quote out of Teddy Roosevelt's Paris speech where he talked about the man or the woman in the arena, and you are the woman in the arena. Are your plans going to turn out perfect? No, but it's upsetting a status quo. And if a status quo is a sinking Titanic, well, then get in the lifeboat, even though that might not be a perfect option either. It's the only option is to start exposing the rhinos and to expand the MAGA beachhead in Congress. You're absolutely right. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. I mean, I can see the argument, oh, we only have one person majority now, and MTG is going to lose it again. And, oh, look, Mike Johnson's even worse than, the last guy. And I know you didn't at first. You didn't want to get rid of McCarthy at first. And now it looks like Johnson is way worse. It's just damn if you don't, but justice be done, may the heavens fall. That's why I think your instincts are right on this. Even though you're being attacked by the entire system, your own party swimming upstream, the people are with you. And you're right. I've never seen such outrage since this bill passed, 95 plus billion, none of it for America. You think they'd throw in, if they're giving 9 billion or 10 billion to Hamas, you think maybe America would get 10 billion, but no, we get nothing.
No. We get nothing. We get absolutely nothing. And to expect that will ever change is being foolish. It's gotten to the point where listening to Republicans out on the campaign trail, listening to them talk on television, people are so done. They're just like, it's lies. They don't believe them anymore because there's no accountability. Alex, there's no accountability. Yeah, you're right. Is it going to turn out perfect if I vacate Johnson? Probably not. Let's break that down. What does it look like? Right now, we have a one-seat majority. We do. We have a one-seat majority. We have 217 Republicans in the House. The Democrats have 213 Democrats in the House. There's four special elections about to happen throughout May and June, four of them. One of them, a Democrat is going to win. It's a Democrat seat. That'll bring in another Democrat. That brings the Democrats to 214. But three of these special elections are solid Republican seats, and Republicans are going to win. So that's going to bring our majority to 220. So we will have 220 Republicans. They will have 214 Democrats. And remember, we have one seat that will remain empty the rest of the term because Mike Gallagher is a traitor, and he left his district past the date where they could hold a special election.
Well, you're definitely doing the right thing here. Johnson makes my skin crawl just looking at him. He has the same kind of Patrick Bateman feel as Governor Newsom. And then these people have Gadar. I get Demon Guard. I have radar for these people. And he's always made my skin crawl. In closing, I interrupted you about Ukraine and the insanity over there and where all that's going.
Well, let's break that down. I think it's the most dangerous thing happening. Number one, our government is lying to the American people. If they have proof that Vladimir Putin and Russia is going to just steamroll across Ukraine, take Kiev, then go straight into Poland and march across Europe, they need to be producing that evidence to the American people because 70% of Americans are against funding that war. The only thing we should be talking about is peace and ending that war. That is exactly what should be happening. And we should be demanding that the Ukrainian people get to have elections again in their country.
Oh, yeah.
If we care about democracy, then those people deserve elections.
Very well said. In closing, thank you so much for time. We got about 2.5 minutes left. I don't want to write myself into the story, but it really is happening. I know you talked about it. I saw you post about it. What do you make of this CIA FBI operative, Gavin Oblevis, admitting that I was targeted with PR firm setups And then now we know that the head of the FBI in Connecticut initiated the suits, and William Aldenberg and quarterbacked the whole thing. I mean, this is a deep state operation against me, which is illegal in America, in my view. What is your take on that? And can we have some more weaponization hearings and maybe drag these guys in before Congress?
Oh, I fully support you, Alex. You've been a top target for, my goodness, as long as I can remember. You have been the top target. And it's because you've always used your freedom of speech. That's your freedom of speech. And they've done everything they can to take it away from you. You have been a top target by the CIA, by the FBI. And if our Republican Judiciary Committee would do its job, they should be holding that hearing. I don't serve on judiciary, but I think they should be holding that hearing and hauling these people in. The only way this will ever stop is until we turn our Republican Party into the party of accountability, the party of America first. And right now, that is not our party. Our party is dominated by uniparty members and uniparty control. And Alex, I can promise you this. I think it's time to totally change the party. We have to change it over. Is it going to be uncomfortable? Yes. But everybody needs to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because I'm tired of the words without the action.
Well, that's right. Well, Trump now has control of the RNC. You know, if Trump gets back in, why don't we just change it to the American Party and just get rid of the Republican Party altogether?
We should. It should be an American party. As a matter of fact, it should be an American government, but it's not. We have been taken over. Alex, I just want to tell everybody this before I go. We literally are living in this little bubble of time where people aren't suffering yet. They haven't fully gone broke. People are still able to enjoy their daily lives and their hobbies and their travel and their sports. They're still able to enjoy it. It's expensive. They've definitely gotten squeezed. They have a lot of credit card debt. They don't like the price of groceries, but the middle class can still continue this stuff. But we are just a short time away where that's going to be gone. And Alex, let me tell you something. That's when Americans are going to wake up and go, what the hell happened? What happened? Who did this to us? And that's when it's going to be too late. And that time is coming quick. I mean, it's coming quicker.
You're absolutely right. Incredible interview, MTG. Well, I'll tell you, that was a really important interview with MTG. I mean, the first half of it, she was covering what happened with the horrible vote, the 95 plus billion. Ukraine, Israel, and Hamas, nothing for America. It's just insane. Nothing for the border. But the second half was out of this world important. She is a really smart business lady, for people that don't know, self-made. I think she's worth, like, before she ever went to Congress, 40-something million bucks in construction, running businesses herself. And she knows how the world works. She's got her ear to the ground. And she talks to her constituents in Georgia and around the country, and the money's running out. And I know you know that. You're out there. You're experiencing it. But she's a public figure, so she gets more feedback than the average person. And the tyranny being put in place is going to be extremely hard to remove. If you think things are bad now, they get all this in place, they plan to do some really bad stuff on record. They've said they are. MSNBC, we're going to go after the Trump supporters once we destroy him. We're going to arrest all their leadership. We're going to re-educate them. This is war. That's a talking point. We need Homeland Security to target the Trump supporters. This is an exploitive, corrupt, hijacked government by very evil multinational interest. And this country has political, spiritual cancer. And there's a really good chance to turn things around. People are really waking up. Those that are already awakened are getting more hardcore. There's a lot of good people in government and corporations that are blocking what's happening and working with us. Our war is not with the U.S. government. It's with the criminals that have hijacked it. But you really can't overstate how bad they are and how they're at war with decency and common sense, because that blocks their takeover. That's why they go out of their way to do the most horrible stuff they can. So there's so much evil going on, we get overwhelmed. So I wanted to air her little five-minute by little, it's a big speech, but little clip, only 5 minutes of her floor speech about this atrocity. And then I'm going to shift gears into all the news. But I don't want to say I get lazy, But there's so much news, I tend to try to get to a lot of it. So a lot of times I only scratch the surface. Now, compared to other talk show hosts, it's a deep dive. And our guests do deep dives. But really what I cut my teeth on air 30 years, is deep dives. Because I was extremely attracted to science fiction, and I was a good reader by the time I was 6 years old. I was reading at a high school level. And then I discovered history. And then I discovered history is very varied. You've got to read a lot of history to really get what the history is. And then talk to people that were there as well when you had that opportunity. So I read, and I don't want to exaggerate, but I lost a lot of sleep. From the time I've been about 6, 7 years old till about 10 years ago, I don't read a lot of books now. Just I have so much information, read so much all day. I might read 6, 7 books a year. I usually just scan through other ones. But I used to read about 3 books a week. And I would get on JAGS. You know, I probably read, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 books on naval history and naval warfare. History books. It was very interesting. Going back to the booby pirates in the South China Sea or the Greek or Peloponnesians and then right up until Blackbeard and the Caribbean. And I probably read, let's not exaggerate, several encyclopedias on World War II and World War I, and I probably read 200 books on World War II. And then the interesting part about it, and I'm gonna do the deep dive next hour, because I always say I'll do it later and I start doing it. But my grandfather, his mother's side of the family were storied Texans, founders of the state, literal, you know, the detonators, you know, the Greshams and others at Washington on the Brazos, the instigators, working with President Jackson years before to hatch the plan. Real conspirators, shipping shiploads of Bibles into Galveston, having shootouts with the Catholic priests. Yeah, but his father was only second generation Germans, and his dad still spoke German, some German, and the grandparents did in Dallas, and they were wealthy, lived in the nicest area there, and were very successful. And so when I really started to get into World War II, and my grandfather had been in the Army Air Corps as well, both grandfathers, I started talking to my grandfather, who was extremely eccentric and extremely smart, and strangely enough, I'm a spitting image of him, basically, except he had a cleft in his nose. And he told me quite a bit. And when I was like, you know, 15 years old hearing all this, it was just fantastical. But it wasn't BS. It was stuff he'd lived and stuff I asked about. I asked him about the Nazis. And he told me about them. And he knew a lot about them. A lot. So I don't need to read it in a history book. I got it from my grandfather. And what the Nazis did to the German community in Dallas, who weren't Jews... My grandmother had blonde hair and big blue eyes. I mean, look at his facial structure. That's why they've done the AI on me. And they do all these famous figures, this Hitler, and they do it with me. And it's like the same face. Because my grandfather basically kind of looked like Hitler. But the point is that he had firsthand experience with the Nazis. Firsthand. And not when he was in the military. I mean, that was another experience with him. They were all over Dallas, all in the German community, and he got a firsthand look at them. So I'm going to tell that story coming up next hour, and because it's important because it affects the whole world and where we are today. And those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And then we'll take, when I post this later, Demand.video and X, take my little breakdown here And we'll tag that in there somewhere where it makes sense. I'm not going to repeat all that, but I'll finish up with what my grandfather told me. And I told Kanye West some of that, yay, when he was here. And he's just like, oh, your grandfather doesn't know anything. Oh, no, he just grew up in a house speaking German in Dallas. He doesn't know anything about it. He didn't know anything about it. No, he knows a lot about it. He knew a lot about it. So I'm going to do the deep dive on Hitler and the Clash of Civilizations and how they're doing it again to explain to people that there are powerful dark forces that create the crises and then play us off against each other. The Hegelian dialectic, the German philosopher quantified it, but it had been used and was understood as beyond divide and conquer. And so I really want to have an adult discussion about this, because I put out a couple posts that went viral, tens of millions of views, when idiots were, let's just say ignorant people, were wishing Adolf Hitler a good birthday. And they went, oh, look, you got ratioed. You got trolled. No, I knew what was going to happen when I did that. I know how popular Adolf Hitler is. In fact, if they did an honest poll around the world today, Adolf Hitler is the most popular politician of the last 200 years. In Africa, in the Middle East, at liberal colleges, with white guys living out in the country, with army officers, Hitler is super popular. What, you don't think I don't know that? Oh, I didn't. Oh, look, Alex got trolled. You know, 3-1, everybody loves Hitler. Oh, you're the ones getting trolled. I'll explain it all to you coming up. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I said I would play that MTG clip, and I've had a bunch of other news that I'm going to mention before I cover it after I do the deep dive on World War I, World War II, the new Clash of Civilizations, World War III, what Hitler was really all about, but more importantly, why people see him as the anti-globalist today. Because people see things as black and white. They see things as good guy, bad guy. What, is Stalin good? No. That's just another tyranny. Lenin? Mao Zedong, but dictators are really the hot thing right now. There's whole groups that love Mao. There's groups that love Xi Jinping. There's groups that lionize all of this. Why are they doing it? Because they don't like their current system that's bad. But boy, if you actually studied history or talked to folks that were there, you're asking to get out of the fire and be thrown in the inferno. Before I go any further, we are listener supported, and it's great to support the broadcast, but you really want these products. I mean, these are great products. They really work. They're the highest quality you're going to find out there anywhere. We either reformulate and make stuff better from top brands, or we just private label top brands. All right? It's that simple. All triple tested, the very best. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for 6 months or so, back in stock. All the key amino acids, all the critical vitamins and minerals, all the stuff that's essential, tastes great. Put in a pitcher of water. One little scoop does a whole pitcher. Drink it for one person the last 2 or 3 days, for a family a day. You know, your children, your husband, your wife, everybody's getting what they need. But especially older folks don't have as good absorption in the gut, so pills don't really get absorbed very well. Liquid is a lot better. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion's back in stock for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we were supposed to change today, but we've been busy. We haven't gotten around to taking DNA Force Plus off sale for 50% off and Turbo Force for 40% off, clean 10-hour clean energy, but that will be removed. It's my fault. I was supposed to go to a marketing meeting this morning. I haven't been to one in like a month. I've just been so busy. Now I've got to come up with the new specials, and I'm the guy in charge of that mostly. So you can still get DNA Force Plus or Turbo Force for 50 and 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion is the new sale. That'll be going for at least a few more weeks. InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get a copy of one of my two new books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, or The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Those are both signed or unsigned as fundraisers at InfoWarsStore.com. And then separately, my dad thought we were going to be shut down a couple years ago without even telling me. He went and got a warehouse. He already had a website, Dr. Joe's Naturals for years, great products, and set up a whole operation. And then now he's a sponsor. And so it's there. It's actually his warehouse is in Round Rock, north of Austin. And the products are all in stock, ready to ship to you right now. They are selling out of it very quickly, but I'm told more is coming soon. Super Blue, the original, not available for years, back with the Nano Silver, the iodine, the tea tree, all of it organic, the peppermint oil, no fillers, no fluoride. Super Blue at Dr. Jones Naturals.com. Five-star ratings. That's drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com. And notice it only has 10 reviews. We had one of the most respected review groups for a decade, Power Reviews, more than 15,000 reviews for Super Blue, but they said, you're Alex Jones, 2 years ago, we're taking your reviews away. So, okay, great. Another nice thing you've done, people's personal testimonies, everything else, but it's 5 stars now. They just got it back in stock a few months ago, as you know, and it is Super Blue at drjonesnaturals.com and back in stock exclusively at drjonesnaturals.com. We had it over at InfoWars Store, but now it's only available at drjonesnaturals.com, and that is Next Level Foundational Energy with the B-Complex. Now, that sounds okay. Methylfolate, what's that? Well, you know, Popeye is strong to the finish because he eats his spinach. He's Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. What is in spinach? Folic acid. But most Europeans genetically cannot absorb folic acid well. But it doesn't matter if you're black. And most black folks have all four genes working on that. Every group has different things that are broken. That's what makes us different. But if you're a Northern European particularly, most Europeans cannot download folic acid. Three of my four genes are broken on it. So I'm processing like 12% of it. Well, I process 100% of this. It's the breakdown of folic acid, very high quality organic version of it. Next Level Foundational Energy at drjonesnaturals.com. And it doesn't have an amphetamine effect like coffee or green tea. It doesn't stimulate cells that way. It stimulates them by flushing everything out and giving them pure, clean energy. It is Next Level Foundational Energy. DrJonesNaturals.com. Be sure to check out the other great products while you're there, and I thank you all for your support. Okay, we're already went late on this with MTG. I'm going to air MTG. It's about 5.5 minutes long in the first little short segment next hour because I promised to and I wanted to. And then I'm going to do my best to be concise and just point people in directions to do your own research into World War I, World War II, and it's hard to briefly describe it. But compared to the other critiques you see out there, it is deep. People just have really no large-scale historical understanding of the Austro-Hungarian Empire or the British Empire or the different forces at work or the First German Republic and von Bismarck and then the Versailles Treaty and then the Weimar Republic and or the SA versus the SS and the Night of the Long Knives and what the Nazis were really like. And, oh, I know they got fancy uniforms and drive around in fancy Mercedes and built big, beautiful buildings and were obsessed with architecture and all the rest of that. Well, I mean, you see that translated into Star Wars and how the Empire's got cool-looking ships and uniforms and Darth Vader looks really cool, doesn't he? But the point is that image you see projected is the classic signature of death. And they wore skulls on their hats. Might give you a little newsflash that they're here to bring death. And people go, well, Churchill was corrupt and the West was bad. Even more evil than Hitler in their master planning, but not in what they did. And so, yeah, I know all about Hitler having a secret peace treaty with England that's admitted. I know all about Rudolf Hess. I know all about all of that. And the point is that we don't want to go down the same road where the globalists have a clash of civilizations again. We want to be aware that they're running a very similar playbook again in the year 2024. And at the end of it, it'll be people like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas and others that'll get all the money and power by financing both sides. Just as the big banks funded Lenin and Stalin and Hitler, they build up the best enemies money can buy. Just like The globalist opened up China, put in Xi Jinping, set it all up. Before that, Mao Zedong. Now the Chi Coms have broken with them. So there's also all this double dealing that goes on. But that's the Machiavellian complexity of all this. But if you really pull back and really study Hitler, the guy was a lunatic, occultist, maniac, and was on an incredible power trip. I mean, look, anybody that's a man can run around and act powerful and affect power and make all those faces and do all that stuff, okay? People weren't sophisticated 80, 90 years ago. They're watching newsreels. It looked good to the Germans. They felt weak. They've been through a lot. But guys running around in Hugo Boss uniforms and skulls on their hats, acting tough and sinister is Luciferian. And it's just not good. And again, anybody could sit there who's a man and act like that. I mean, because it's an affectation of what you see when a man's killing you because he has to protect his family. It looks a lot scarier than Hitler. I get mean and angry. I could show you really scary looking faces here. You go, gosh, that's even scarier than Hitler. Yeah, I could look a lot scarier than Gavin Newsom too. The point is I choose not to, because that is a spirit of pride and a spirit of Lucifer. And it's the occult. And the Nazis were into the occult. They had a plan to ban Christianity. It's super bad stuff, folks. And I do not believe the Nazis are the most evil thing, by the way. I see the backlash of Hollywood and then by extension, the Nazis are the bad guys. So all white people are bad guys. The new Civil War movie, the white people are the bad people. It's very, very clear. And they go kill the president, that's Trump. I get the backlash, but that is a backlash being designed, just like the Treaty of Versailles was meant to crush and demoralize and abuse the Germans so they would accept their savior, Adolf Alois Hitler. So we're going to talk about it all next hour, straight ahead. Oh, the big forbidden Adolf Hitler, the bad boy. So many people's secret god will be thrown down. Stay with us.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My amendment today would drive the bill for Ukraine, take each dollar amount in this act is hereby reduced to zero. You see, the United States taxpayer has already sent $113 billion to Ukraine, and a lot of that money is unaccounted for. This is a continuance of a sick business model that the American government continues. The federal government continues to fund the military-industrial complex, and this is a business model that requires Congress to continue to vote for money, to continue to fund foreign wars, and this is a business model the American people do not support. They don't support a business model built on blood and murder and war in foreign countries, while this very government does nothing to secure our border. The American people are over $34 trillion in debt, and the debt is rising by over $40 billion every single night while we all sleep. But yet nothing is done to secure our border or reduce our debt. Inflation has driven out of control. Americans are suffering every single day. They can hardly afford their grocery bills. They can hardly afford gas in their car. They can hardly afford rent. And now mortgage payments are well over $3,000, where they were only just over $1,700 3 years ago. The youngest generation, young adults, don't even think they're going to be able to buy a home in their lifetime. And today in Congress, the most important thing that this body thinks should be done is to send another $61 billion to a war in Ukraine that the American people by 70% do not support. Mind you, this comes on the very heels of Monday being April 15th, tax day, where every single American had to scrounge up their money and send their dollars in to the IRS. Or some of them had to file extensions because they weren't ready and didn't have the money to pay their taxes. But today, this body says the most important thing we can do, no, is not reduce spending. That's not it. Not to do anything to drive down inflation. Oh, no, we can't do that for the American people. It's not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day. Every single day. by people from over 160 different countries. No, don't secure the American border. Let everyone in. We have over 1.8 million known gotaways. We don't know who these people are. And yet you have members of this body talking big and tough about, oh, we have to defeat Russia. Oh, we have to protect Ukraine. But yet all of you are unwilling to protect the American citizens that pay your paycheck, pay the light bills in this building, and pay for this entire federal government. For what? For nothing. Ukraine is not even a member of NATO. Ukraine is not a member of NATO. But the most important thing you hear in Washington, D.C. is, oh, we have to spend Americans' hard-earned tax dollars over to Ukraine and keep the money going to continue to murder Ukrainians, wipe out an entire generation of Ukrainian men so that there are widows, there are fatherless orphans, there are not enough men to work in their industries. Oh, but you really support Ukraine. Wow, what kind of support is that? It's repulsive. You know, shame on the American government. Shame on the American government. If we support our military, support our military. We should be funding to build up our weapons and ammunition, not to send it over to foreign countries to kill foreign peoples. And if this body was worth what it claims to be what it is, every single one of us would be demanding peace in Ukraine. Between these countries, peace for these people so that no more of them have to die. But you never hear anybody demanding peace. No, 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 no. Peace is the last thing Washington wants because it doesn't fit the business model. This is a business model that they say continues our economy, protects American jobs. What a disgusting business model.
Very powerful speech.
We should have a business model that builds up our...
Dead on. There's about a minute left. I'm going to post her speech at Real Alex Jones here in the next 10 minutes. We'll be back in 60 seconds with a historical review of what's brought us to the verge of World War III. It has been said by many historians that those that do not know history are doomed to repeat it. And if you look at the European wars that went on in the last 1,000 years, look at the Napoleonic Wars, 205 years ago ending, 210 years ago ending. You look at World War I, you look at the Austro-Hungarian Empire, you look at the Versailles Treaty and Hitler and all the things that came out of that. The entire 20th century and the 21st century was based on the new political orders that came out of that war and the UN being established in the name of stopping global conflict, global government. And you have people that reject the Western New World Order globalist model, which I know I certainly do, who study the history of it and understand who the different interests are and understand that it's a transhumanist, posthumanist, hyper-eugenics scientific project of life extension and of creating a new species and becoming the Ubermenschen that Friedrich Nietzsche talked about. So you have to know the different competing ideals and philosophies going into World War I, going into World War II, the competing forces that were involved. And it's true that Britain was heavily threatened by the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Germany was just one piece of that. And that they had surpassed America with inventions and technology and were taking over the world through business, not through military conquest. And so the Archduke, Franz Ferdinand, on the eve of World War I, was assassinated, shot and hand grenaded while driving in a motorcade. And the war began in earnest. And then the Austro-Hungarian Empire was broken up. Large pieces of it were given to Poland and France and many others. And those were the complaints of the Germans, and taxes were put on them and an incredible inflation, and they were in a depression much deeper than the depression we even saw in the United States. And out of that angrier world came the National Socialist Workers' Party that Hitler was a young member of, and that it was declassified after World War II, that the British intelligence have been spying on and funding, not thinking it would take over later, but just whatever group took over, they intended to basically be in the driver's seat with. So British intelligence didn't control the Nazis, but they were there from their inception. And if you want to actually study the history of that, it's there. And then as Germany builds up and as Germany turns its economy around from 1933 until about 1939, Time Magazine and the New York Times, Hitler, man of the year, multiple times, and he's a genius and he's great, and Henry Ford funding him, and Thomas Watson of IBM. And it was on the local radio stations around the country, and Hitler was a great guy, and he was the answer to everything. And Neville Chamberlain and the British said, yes, what was taken from Germany and the Austrian-Hungarian Empire was wrong, and so maybe you should take back all these countries. So it was Germany's job, Hitler believed, to recreate that empire, take over the rest of Europe, and establish a European Union, which, if you look up, Hitler invented the idea of the European Union, the Volkswagen, the modern Olympics. He drew the Olympic symbol. I mean, yeah, a lot of design going on here. The modern Autobahn system that Eisenhower, when he was president, picked up from the Germans and built our highway system. So there's no doubt that was going on. When people say, no, Hitler did these innovations, oh, you love Hitler. No, I mean, it's like saying communist China has been able to create 10% growth rates and industrialize and take over rare earth mineral production worldwide, 98% of it, and do amazing things. But I don't support Xi Jinping. So the Germans had been demoralized. They'd been put down. They'd been in decades of control and poverty. And then along comes this low-level corporal and World War I hero, Iron Cross, First Class, Congressional Medal of Honor, the Germans Congressional Medal of Honor, as a message runner in World War I, who would volunteer to run through the enemy lines while they're being nerve gassed, all the rest of it. Just being honest about Hitler, he was a German war hero. Hitler rapidly ascends in the Nazi party, and they have a beer putsch where they try to occupy the Reichstag, and then he gets put in jail a few years, and he writes Mein Kampf. I mean, I know the whole history forwards and backwards. It's fascinating. Read hundreds of books on it, multiple encyclopedias. I understood it was an important piece of history. And then Hollywood and the Western establishment then pushed American hegemony and America being the hero of World War II. When America was a part of it, I'm not lessening both my grandfathers in it, the Army Air Corps, but 80% of the casualties or more were between the Germans and the Russians. 26 million Russians, 22 to 24 million Germans. I mean, this was a Russian-German slugfest. And then the United States and others came in on the edges of it for the final victory. And we still lost 700,000, 800,000 troops. You can look it up. So you have Hollywood then by extension with thousands of movies about Nazis constantly. And then now attaching that to America and now saying conservatives are all Nazis and racist. We've been hearing this for 30 years. People go, well, I'm not a Nazi. So if you're calling Hitler bad and you're calling me a Nazi, well, he must not be bad because I know I'm not bad. And so it becomes a thing to basically troll the left, is to go ahead and say, here's Hitler. What do you think of that? My issue with Hitler is this. They definitely were obsessed with design and pageantry and nighttime rallies and architecture and scary-looking uniforms. And they took over an Austrian-Hungarian empire that had a huge militaristic history. And Rudolf Hess, the German deputy Führer, did have with Edward VIII, the King of England, a peace treaty. Edward VIII, you type in Edward VIII or King of England with Hitler. There's all the photos. He was actually German himself and was in Germany when World War II started, was in Spain a lot of the war. They say he advocated the throne because he was married to an American woman. No, it was because he was a Nazi. He was going to be the EU king. Hitler thought that the Brits, read his writings, were the most superior Aryans of anybody. He didn't want to bomb England because he didn't want to kill any Aryan stock. So when people say, oh, England started it, England double-crossed Germany. Well, England started World War One. It was the dominant empire, British Empire. But Hitler walked right into the trap is the point. And so, yeah, Rudolf Hess did fly over on an airplane and bail out and drop down into the palace and with the treaty and say, how dare you do all this? We need to stop killing our fellow Aryans and all this. And they locked him up in the tower for the rest of his life, the Tower of London. So, yeah, all that's there. But when I posted to troll people, because I was planning to do this show this week, I've been saying for a while I would. When I posted on X, and we'll show it from X here, we can pull that up, please. Saturday on Hitler's birthday, this post right here, I saw it had already had millions of views, and it says Hitler's birthday on 24 photo collection thread. And I said, happy birthday to a man who got 24 million Germans killed, also launched a world war that killed another 80 million people. Just because our rulers are evil does not mean Hitler was good. F Adolf Hitler. And I knew that from the corners of X and elsewhere, the Hitler worshippers would come streaming out and we get tens of millions of views, which this post got 7.4 million views. Derivatives of it, another 10 million that I even saw, and I wasn't looking. So 17 million views. And it did what I wanted. They're like, oh, you just got trolled. You just got ratioed. No, I just opened up this discussion. So then last night I trolled them with this, and it's got millions of views, where folks take myself and do a, they did, with a bunch of leaders, from Trump to Putin to you name it, to Barack Obama. It's funny. And they put a Hitler mustache and hair on them, and that really trolls the Nazis because, unfortunately, or I guess fortunately, if you superimpose my face when I was a little thinner over Hitler's, you get basically a very close match. Because my grandfather, if you looked at him, he had black hair, looked like Adolf Hitler. That's just a classic German face. But the point is that I did that to troll them as well because I want to have a discussion about this. The world of Adolf Hitler, 80 plus years ago when he died, or 80 years ago, and 100 years ago when he shows up on the scene, doesn't exist today. But ripples in the pond from the stone do. And so just like in North Korea or China, they love giant military parades. It makes the public feel powerful to see their men out there doing all of this. You have to understand that it's not a debatable fact in history. And that Hermann Göring and Admiral Dönitz and all the rest of them at the Nuremberg trial in 46, 47, their defense was, we were funded by IBM. We were funded by the West. We had peace treaties. This all came out in the hearings. It's all public. Read books on it. Read the transcript. And we were doing what you were doing and what you were planning. We just had our competing program. And why are you mad at us? We were just following orders. And, of course, they went and hung them. Or the rest of them poisoned themselves with cyanide in their cells. So what really blew me away, though, and I'll admit, I spent hours, I don't have, it's so fascinating, very entertaining in a sick way, reading, scanning. Oh, I probably read 500 comments, and I stopped right there because there's tens of thousands. And a lot of people are smart. A lot of people are making good points. But I saw other comments in there like, how dare you lie about Hitler? He was attacked first and offered peace. No. It's not debated that Hitler invaded and took large pieces of other countries that had been part of Germany before and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And then he just said, I'll take Poland and I'll take Austria. And they went and killed the president of Austria, shot him, and sent troops in to Vienna. And I'm going to go ahead and invade France now. and then ran the British troops into the ocean at Dunkirk. And of course, Churchill admitted that he was extremely excited about this because he'd been waiting in the wings. And what do you know about Winston Churchill? Have you read all three of his books, History of the English-Speaking People? I have. By the time I was 15, read it again when I was 25. Have you read his newspaper dispatches from the Boer War in South Africa? Do you know anything about Winston Churchill? Who would have was like third in line to the throne of England. No, you don't know about him. Those out there that claim they know the history. So you go, oh, Britain manipulated. Yeah, that's all true. But it doesn't change the fact that people are lionizing Hitler because they repudiate CNN and ABC News and the New York Times and the ADL. Well, they're repudiated by their bad, evil actions. So I'm explaining it this way. You could go to a bug poison shop, an exterminator place. You know, they have those wholesale places. I've been in them. Only did it a few months. I didn't like it. I got sick doing it. But well, I did some work one summer doing exterminating, and you'd go to the wholesale supply and buy it and put it in a big vat tank on the back of the truck to go kill termites. You'd crawl around these houses killing termites. But if you go to one of those poison supply stores, they got 50 different types of poison. Well, how about we don't take any of it? See, just because the New World Order and the pedophile left and the ADL are race baiting and creating division to control because it works, Hitler knew that. That's one bag of poison. And then over here, you can dust it off and, oh, here's World War II. Here's a Nazi bag of poison. See, if a restaurant's a really bad place to eat, you get food poisoning at, you don't go order the enchiladas or the hamburger there or the pork chop. So what I'm saying is there's this idea that if you actually know about Hitler and know about World War II, and he's an amateur to Xi Jinping, then you would understand that it's totalitarianism. Now, there's many ways to talk about Hitler. And what people need to know is that Hitler's original Nazi party wanted to ban Christianity and was an occultic animist religion that was going to try to return to the Norse ways. And they won't even get rid of the alphabet and go to the Norse runes. I'm not saying that's bad. It's amazing culture, but that's what they wanted to go with. And later they made an alliance with the Catholic Church and the rest of it. But at first they were taking control of that whole system. And if you look at the Nazis' rise to power with Jens Rohm and the SA, the reason they were into fashion and the uniforms and all of it is that it was the Nazis were a, like any corrupt, crazy, power-seeking group, because who really wants power but weirdos? They were heavy into homosexuality, heavy into pedophilia, and the German military, when Hitler got elected, would not work with the SA, the brown shirts, Hitler's street battlers that he'd been with for over a decade. He then betrayed them all on the night of the long knives and killed them all. And even in the German ledgers that they had at Nuremberg, the Germans testified it was all accurate. They had Hermann Goering, war hero, but an absolutely voracious homosexual. Dueling scar on his cheek, whole nine yards. Got to pull up Nazi Jens Rohm. When he's in the jail cell and the SS come to kill him, he goes, I don't care. If Hitler wants to kill me, he's God. Heil Hitler. I mean, what a cult, folks. What a cult. And then Hitler was jealous of other generals later, after they'd exterminated all those guys, and had Erwin Rommel killed, or made him take cyanide, or he killed his whole family. I mean, and the Nazis would run around. If you've seen Remains of the Day, because I've read the real history and also taught people that saw stuff like this, the British lord who fought in World War I felt bad for Germans, so he invited the Nazis in the 30s to his house and it's a fiction movie, but it's based on stuff that happened. And while he's out of the room, they're like, when we take over that painting, they were literally pirates obsessed with loot. Now, that's not just in a Hollywood movie. My grandfather, on his mother's side, were storied Texans, the very founders of the state. Like, amazing. Raised Colonel Travis's son, initiated Washington Brazos action, all of it. But she married a second-generation German, and they still spoke German in Dallas. He was really good-looking and really rich. Most fabulous area of Dallas, you know, big mansion, whole nine yards. And the biggest car dealership in Dallas, you know, you name it, really successful people. And at home, they wore lederhosen. I mean, I've seen the photos. I had to dig them out. My grandfather and his sister, you know, in, you know, German outfits at their house in Dallas when they're 3 years old, 4 years old. So my grandfather, I never really talked about this. And you know, he was pro-America, Army, Air Corps, all that. But after I learned all this when I was a teenager, I went over there because I'd since moved to Austin last year as a high school. And I'd visit him almost every Sunday for Sunday dinner. And I go to church with him sometimes too. My grandfather didn't talk a lot, but boy, have he talked. And I said, hey, I've learned all this. And he said, yeah, it's absolutely true. He said, when we grew up in Dallas, we lived next door to the inventor of, or one of the major patent holders on refrigeration, who had been born in Germany but had moved here, and it was their neighbor down the street. And my grandfather, from the time I was a little kid, because the Germans were very, it was a big section that were German, he would go over there and see the invention shop. And my grandfather later became an inventor and was successful, sold some stuff to the Pentagon, and early combat robot in the 60s, but remote control, radio control, but that's a side issue. It's classified. You wouldn't tell me the details. But my mother remembers coming home from college and seeing, you know, going to the warehouse, seeing the robots, but crowd control robot. But he talked about this rich German American who's German, not Jewish. Like, oh, Hitler just attacked the Jews, which is bad enough. And my grandfather said that the reason he went and joined the military, even though he was at UT in college, roommates with Tom Landry, best friends. I was a kid, every once in a while visit, like Tom Landry pulled in the car and come in and like go in the office for an hour praying. Not bragging, it's just weird history. And he looked just like the Tom Landry you see, the hat, the suit, the whole nine yards. I was like 8 years old, it was Tom Landry. Only saw it once, but they talked every week and prayed. In fact, if I got to their house early on Sundays, he'd say, excuse me, you go in the room for 30 minutes and pray with Tom Landry. Just a weird story. Those are real Christians. And my grandfather said that by about 1938, the Germans, the Nazis, had threatened to kill all of his family in Germany if he didn't give them all the money he had. And the guy had basically sold everything, the equivalent of billions today, and my grandfather implied committed suicide. And my grandfather really liked this guy. And so that was the last straw for my grandfather to get off the UT football team because he could have got a deferment, whatever, and him and Tom Landry go and join the Army Air Corps together. So that's the reality here, ladies and gentlemen, is my grandfather is a German, good-looking, blonde-haired, blue eyes, in a rich area of Dallas with a bunch of rich Germans. And he is witnessing, and it wasn't just that. So then, obviously, he wouldn't talk about it. He gets, in World War II, approached and to look into what the Germans are up to. And he does it. And he didn't tell me about it, but he told his son, who also went into intelligence, and he told me about a lot of it. But we almost lost the country to Nazis, and they had the McCormick-Dickstein Committee hearings on it. My film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, starts with those hearings, and Smedley Butler, the most decorated Marine Corps general, and they wanted to be the Commandant of the Marine Corps, multiple Congressional Medal of Honor winner, they tried to hire him, the Bushes, with the Nazis, to overthrow the U.S. government. And I didn't know about that till 25 years ago and made films about it. And I made a film about 17 years ago, the big one. But I was hearing all that from my uncle, who my grandfather told him about it. And it just gets wilder from there. So I have firsthand. So my grandfather was deep in the German community in Texas. My mother and uncle remember when Wernher von Braun was visiting Austin, they went and saw him when they were little kids. So I've only got pieces of this, and he didn't tell my mother a lot. He told my uncle a lot once he became a man about some of the stuff, and I wish I would have pried more into it. But my grandfather said that the Nazis were absolutely horrible people. And he was a German American, and a loyal American. But he told me when I was asking him about this, we talked about it 15, 20 times, but he was wouldn't say a lot. He just said, man, I wish he was still alive. God, I wish what I know now I knew then. He said, listen, you got to understand, because there's a lot of Germans in Texas, for those that don't know. It's like the second biggest group after the Scots. Texas was mainly founded by Scots and then English, Irish, but the Germans were more than the Irish or the English in the first big waves and the more waves that came in. And I remember him saying, listen, we thought Hitler was good. He goes, when I was in junior high, because Hitler got into 33 and then high school, they were airing his speeches in German on WBAP. And that's true because Time magazine was saying Hitler was a savior until 1939. He won Time Magazine Man of the Year twice, back when it meant something. He was on the cover of gardening magazines. The Germans were all proud of Hitler. But again, he apprenticed. That's how things were in the old times. You would work with other people. He worked from the time he was like 10, 11, 12. Down the street, he described it, to the whole area in the middle of Dallas. It's around a big park, and it's where all the Bushes live, all of them now. But he had a huge laboratory, Tesla-type guy. And I can't remember his name. I'm a teenager. My grandfather's telling me about all this. And this guy was a German. And he wasn't even against Hitler, but he had a bunch of family in Germany. And they threatened to kill him. And they sucked every bit of money out of him. And my grandfather saw that. So he said by the time he was in high school, and the Bund was really big. They had Madison Square Garden rallies and they had rallies in Dallas with 50,000 Germans in Nazi uniforms. And my grandfather never got in the Bund, but he said, I went to a few of the Bund meetings. And I'm sitting around the kitchen table while he's drinking iced tea. He starts getting tears in his eyes. This is when he's a teenager. So my grandfather's going to Nazi rallies in Dallas, Texas. And then he starts learning about the inventor and how they're robbing him. And the old man's breaking down crying to him, my grandfather said. So my grandfather went and joined the Army Air Corps once World War II started. He was already at UT playing football and won the track championship. And my mom still got the medals, first place for the hurdles and all that stuff. The point is he was a great guy. And imagine to him, he said the identity of it, like, he was brought to be proud because he was very proud of his Texas, English and Scott family. And he was brought up really, people are proud of who they are, really proud of his mother and really proud of the Germans. And then he was so embarrassed by World War II, even though he fought against Hitler. And he knew all about German history, the Teutonic Knights and, you know, all the lore and all of it. And he was a Deutschophile. He liked Germans. He's proud of Germans because his ancestors had been noble in Germany. And I won't tell that story. But that's the issue here, ladies and gentlemen. And so I don't need to have Kanye West sit right there where I'm pointing. And I try to tell my grandfather, yeah, your grandfather, he didn't know nothing. No, he just strapped his ass into fighter planes in World War II. He doesn't know nothing. He just watched the Nazis suck his friends dry of money. He don't know nothing. But what my grandfather told me is when I got deep into the history books and the Nuremberg transcripts of the Nazis testifying, this was all admitted, they blew up salt mines and coal mines in Europe that were filled with more gold than Fort Knox ever had and the most famous paintings, and they admit it, just blew it up so nobody get it. They ran all over Europe stealing everything. Just like Klaus Schwab's grandfather, who ran the second largest German munitions company. Fighter planes, tanks, machine guns, flamethrowers. And isn't it funny that we're facing some of the same people today? I'm for everybody that loves Hitler so much. Do you love the Ukraine war? Oh, no, 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 no. The people that love Hitler also love Putin because he's fighting the establishment, right? And they'll tell you all day about how wrong the Ukraine war is and the $62 billion they just funded last week. But look right here. Look right here. House passes Ukraine funding bill on Hitler's birthday. Who do you think their main force is? Nazis. Who do you think the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada is? The granddaughter of the top Nazi publisher. And I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. I'm not saying Nazis run everything today. The Nazis were an offshoot of the whole scientific development of mind war and political control and covert operations and false flags. And Hitler and Joseph Goebbels were obsessed with the Fabian Socialists and with H.G. Wells. And they even, you look this up. Everything I say, you can look it up. They even tried to have assassins kill H.G. Wells. You're like, well, H.G. Wells wrote War of the Worlds. Why do they want to kill a science fiction writer? He also wrote a bunch of nonfiction books, and he was one of the main futurist brains of the British Empire. And they had an alternate eugenics plan that Aldous Huxley also wrote about in Brave New World and admitted later was the actual plan that we're living under. So we're living under the British Empire slow roll eugenics depopulation system. Hitler knew about the plan, but decided to only target certain groups. And I have a lot of other data points on that, where people are brought in that are top scorers in, say, the Plan 2 operation at UT when they're in high school, already in college. And after they've gone through a year of testing and vetted, they bring them in and they say, I'm the head of the botany department, and I'm Jewish. We don't like Hitler, but eugenics is the way to go. And we're basically going to target everyone, not just certain groups. My father was given that speech. And he's about as Gaelic as you get. He's no German in that guy. He's English, Scottish, a little Irish. The point is, he was top of his class. He was the boy genius, too. And that's why they tried to recruit him. And he got into it for a while and got out of it. He thought it was immoral and wrong. But he's never told me any of it, except that it was going on, that I'm right. Because in the old days, people didn't talk about that stuff. Now, I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to come back. But to try to even get into this would take days. But these are my personal experiences with my family. All right? But I'm going to talk about World War III and the dialectic of problem, reaction, solution when we come back. Stay with us. So the larger discussion here is Hitler's birthday happened, and I put out a post on X knowing what it would do, because it shows how incredibly unpopular the political system is. But the entire establishment says everything is Hitler. and calls everyone Hitler. And so now the general public says, we love Hitler. And when I put this post up, the left went crazy with it. It got tens of millions of other views with all these Congress people and others posing and saying, look, Jones is scared of his listeners. They're all Nazis. No, that's people on X commenting. And it was ratioed. I would say 2-1 pro-Hitler. I did that to have this debate. Because the first time I really heard people support Hitler was not at a deer camp with a bunch of old good old boys. They were talking about church picnics and raising money to help black kids get in college because they were good Christians. Never heard in East Texas with my dad's family any racial stuff. Never heard anything good about Hitler. But when I started going to college campuses in the mid-1990s and 2000s, and when you got at dinner with some people or off the side and you're talking to Muslims or liberals, well, Hitler actually didn't have it all wrong. Hitler actually was doing a good job. And now you see the left everywhere literally thinks Jews are the most evil thing on the planet. And now it's metastasized. And I see these Democrats, oh, look, Jones is saying he doesn't like Hitler and people are attacking him. Well, look at your own people. But what I'm getting at here is that the same powerful psychological warfare operators that are the inheritors of what the British Empire were are creating a clash of civilizations again and funding both the radical Islamicist and Israel. And Israel's doing terrible things I don't agree with. And then people try to say, wait, he's being contradictory. He's against wiping out everybody in Gaza, and he's saying it's becoming genocide, and an AI robot Project Lavender's doing it. Might as well call it cutesy face. Because see, the Nazis wore skulls and black uniforms, were coming to kill you. Israel's smart. They're all, oh, Lavender when we kill you. They go, well, wait, you're against Israel doing this, but then you're over here also against Ilhan Omar and all the rest of these people. And they're checking people's IDs. They have Jewish last names, not letting them into Columbia and into Yale. What the hell is that? Hell, probably 80% of those Jews are liberals. Don't even think Israel should exist. Again, this is being orchestrated by the media, the culture, the universities, the think tanks again. And the new big clash is going to be Islam against the West. And they brought Islam in on purpose to make it even more disastrous when it all kicks off. And I'm trying to stop a new world war. I'm trying to stop a clash of civilizations. And just like the West and British intelligence set up Hitler, doesn't mean he's good, but they lured him in, made him a rock star, gave him all the financing, said he was invincible, put him on radio all over the U.S. saying he was a great guy. That's on record, by the way. My grandfather didn't just tell me that. It's in the history. But he was like, we were told at school Hitler was great. We were told the radio, go to this rally, you know, make Germany strong and America strong. He figured it out real quick. He was like, well, I'm not joining this. But the point is that, oh, my grandfather's father, my great-grandfather, he said, don't you get involved with that. Those people are thugs. Von Hindenburg, that Hitler said he thought was so great, said Hitler is a gutter snipe and a thug and a criminal. So for all you Germanophiles, Deutschophiles, that worship everything German, the granddaddy, Big Mac daddy of them all said Hitler was a thug and a criminal. Now, once he had Alzheimer's, he stepped down and made, you know, Hitler the Führer when Hitler was the president, not the chancellor. See, do you even know about the Bundestag? Do you even know about the Reichstag? Do you actually know about the German government? Do you actually know it? See, you don't if you're pro-Hitler because you don't understand any of this. You just sit there and go, Germany was attacked. No, Germany started World War II. Well, they were oppressed in the Versailles Treaty. I know that. That's the point. It's like the left passing laws to put black men in jail if they use cocaine, but nobody else goes to jail unless you're black. They actually passed those laws. And then Joe Biden loves black people. They create the problem, and then they offer the solution. And so Hollywood is dead. You know, the good takeaway from this is I've experienced it. The system and the left and corporate media is so dead that the fact that they attack me has only made us bigger. But I'm putting out a good message. But a large portion of the public, and I'm talking about black people, Hispanics, I'm talking about women, liberals, are pro-Hitler. Because in this world, that's the naughtiest thing you can do. Oh, that's really cutting edge when you're pro-Hitler. So I posted this to cause a debate as if I didn't know it was popular with Ye in here pushing it over a year ago. Because Hitler got 24 million Germans killed and 26 million Russians killed and 8 million Poles killed. And he did target Jews in the Final Solution. It's in their own documents. Did they exaggerate or get history wrong or say this or that? Absolutely. And that's a whole nother discussion. How there was a project with Stalin to move Jews to Eastern Russia. And then Hitler had a deal with a bunch of the Jewish leaders to let them go if they would pay him money. Same thing he was doing here in Texas. He let them go to Palestine, and there were Jewish groups in between it, like Madeleine Albright's father and like George Soros. I mean, there was a whole Jewish business feeding on Jews and making deals with Hitler. That's terrible. I'm not defending that. And I expose all that. My job is to say, is it good that the Nazis approached, the Bushes approached, Brown Brother Harriman approached, Prescott Bush approached, Smedley Butler, the most respected soldier in America, and said, we're going to make you the president of America and a dictator, and we're going to overthrow Congress. We need 500,000 men, and Hitler will give you all of North America. That's on record. Oh, you didn't see that in the Hollywood movie. You never heard about that, did you? I mean, really, we want Hitler with a Marine Corps general to kill Congress and become a dictator. Oh, that really sounds great, folks. This is real business, folks. So it isn't like, oh, well, the British Empire and the American Empire won, and now they've done bad stuff. We know that. But those of you sitting there whistling past the graveyard, fetishizing Hitler and using weird sophomoric comments about Alex Jones is controlled by Jewish wizards and crap like that, it doesn't do anything except help this clash of civilizations that I'm trying to stop. I mean, I've got videos here at Columbia with people chanting, burn Tel Aviv, kill all the Jews. Yeah, that ain't Free Palestine stuff, folks. That's what that is. Well, did you know the Imam of Jerusalem and the main Imams were pro-Hitler? This is a sophisticated plan. And out of this crisis, they're trying to trigger a global war. And then in the end, we'll all have biometric IDs. We'll all be face scanned to buy and sell. There'll be no more cash. They'll ban beef. We'll live in highly controlled, compact police state cities with all of us fighting with each other over what religion we are, what color we are, with the globalists as the warden over the prison who created the infighting to begin with. And so I'm simply trying to get people to transcend this Hitler love and realize Hitler was manipulated, Hitler was controlled, Hitler was an occultist, and we can't oppose one evil by then supporting another evil. It's that simple. The time of the Machiavellian sociopath needs to come to an end. And our model should be a new renaissance. Our model should be George Washington and not foreign entanglements. Our model should be Jesus Christ. Our model should be open, free, competitive economies and not flirting with totalitarianism because our system's been taken over and is corrupt, a crony capitalist fascist system. We know Joseph Stalin's not going to save us. Mao Zedong's not going to save us. And Adolf Hitler's not going to save us. God is going to save us. All right. Yep. A very special guest. His father was the co-founder of the WUF. Pascal Najati joining us next segment. I want to finish up on the Hitler thing. Hitler believed in survival of the fittest, and Hitler believed and wrote that if the Germans lost World War II, they deserved to die. They weren't strong enough. And so I'm explaining again, just because we have a current corrupt evil establishment does not then mean Hitler was this big hero that was battling the globalist dehumanization system. He was a competing program for control. To use this cheesy analogy, anybody that watched the 1980s Transformers, and I watched a few of the new ones decades ago, they're so cheesy I couldn't watch the last one I saw 15 years ago, it was so bad I couldn't watch it. But, you know, Starscream is always trying to overthrow Megatron. So Hitler's like Starscream. I'm the leader. Megatron, I'm glad you're dying. It's the same thing. And so black uniforms and big government and centralization is not the answer. And the answer is also not the leftist needles and poison and ugly art. And so Hitler saw all that and said, I'm the opposite of that. I'm challenging that. But then he challenged it with his own centralized program. So I'm telling people that want to oppose the modern left and the neoliberals, the WEF, and the globalists, understand it was the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the big money, and it's like well-documented, it's public knowledge, it's not debated, that created Hitler and funded him and set him up and set the Germans up. Because the British Empire for hundreds of years was worried about the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. You can just type in newspaper clippings, British newspaper clippings, the German problem. Thousands of articles a year. Before World War I, during World War I, in between World War II, during World War II, after World War, the German problem. Because the Germans had surpassed America and the British Empire combined for the most inventions and the most innovations and the most science, and they'd already had the atomic theory. That did not come from Albert Einstein. He even admitted that. It came from Max Planck. That at that time, the Germans and then the Austrian-Hungarian peoples were the most innovative and were the tip of the Renaissance. But by British intelligence triggering World War I by killing the Archduke, it brought them into a war they wanted. And that's what I'm telling people is, we don't want a war with the globalists. We want to stop their system by innovation and by success and by not drinking the poison of the left culturally. And that's why you have the left and the right being seduced by this neo-Hitlerian system, because the left made the conflict that. When you oppose us, you are Nazis. People say, fine, we are Nazis. Fine, we'll oppose you. It's like Ice Cube talked about it. I didn't just get this from Ice Cube. I talked about this 30 years ago. 30 years ago, some of the first interviews. Professor Griff Ollam. The CIA came to them, and I've talked to Dave Mustaine that saw it and Billy Corrigan that saw it, all of them. They saw it too. They were told, you're going to promote gangster rap now, or you're not going to be promoted on MTV back when it had power, or on the radio stations. They said, well, screw you, and didn't do it. And Ice Cube said, screw you, and was still successful. But they said, you're going to show black men killing each other, guns and cocaine, and killing cops, or we're not going to put you on air. Because they want to use that radical idea of something wild and evil and sexy so that black men would adopt that, so they could be put in a fast track and funneled into prison. It's the same thing. Hollywood says, all my opposition are Nazis. Damn right, screw you, Hollywood, we're Nazis. And they've got exactly what they want. They're playing you like a fiddle. They lay out a few uniforms. Say, you want to be the pedophile Hollywood uniform or the Nazi uniform? People say the Nazi uniform looks better. How about we don't wear any of those uniforms? Be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now live in hour number 3. Pascal Najati is our guest. His father was the founding member with Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. And he was born and educated in Switzerland. He worked in public relations before moving into management and mutual funds. From 93 to 2003, he served as a managing board member of Dresdner Bank in London and was a chair of capital markets covering Central Europe, Central Asia, the Russian Federation, Africa, the Middle East. After the assassination in Malaysia of his father, prominent banker Hussein Najati, we'll pull some photos up of Hussein Najati, Pascal, a veteran of the Swiss Air Force, began his whistleblowing and has been covering the gamut since. He's on Rumble at Natural Swiss, or just search the name Pascal Najati, N-A-J-A-D-I. And I've seen his clips for years. I don't know why we didn't get him on, but he's here with us today. But I want to play a recent clip of him talking about the WF and talking about the poison shots and more. Here it is.
Geneva looks beautiful, is beautiful. It has a lake, it has this shadow. It's very peaceful, but there is a dark side to it. Everything evil in the world related to demo side, unfortunately, comes from Geneva. You have WHO in Geneva. You have Gavi. Then you have the WEF, the World Economic Forum, which my father was a co-founder and left Klaus Schwab out of disgust in the early 80s, that has diplomatic immunity. I, as a Swiss citizen, right here now, declare that the WEF is not eligible anymore for diplomatic immunity. I call on the Swiss authorities and security to arrest those people immediately. Why? The WEF, WHO, Gavi, Big Pharma, Big Tech, Bill Gates, all advocated a global humanity injection by a bioweapon injecting nanolipids into 5.7 billion people. And we Swiss are hosting them? That's terrible. We cannot tolerate any entity that promotes poison to be injected into humanity. But you've done it. I'm the victim, I'm dying from it. And my mother too. It's a demo side, and you'll be judged. It will be corrected in the name of humanity.
Maybe there is a Geneva Swiss syndrome, but definitely there is a UN syndrome, because people are so afraid of what's going on, because the United Nations is occupied, that people in there don't understand. Those who understand keep quiet or try to speak in different ways to help people to wake up. So if you understand that, you know that this was very easy to carve a world government. If you don't have a force that stops that and says, we the people is more important. And that's what we're doing now. We're trying to build a we the people movement that is very global, something completely different. But what is going on in Geneva is the opposite at the moment. There is no right to WHO to give any orders to dictate to the whole world like they have done. And the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization, Gavi, got total immunity from the Swiss government. You can find this, admin.lex in the Swiss database. Go and look. This is a coup d'etat, clearly. It's a global crime scene. And we are bringing little pieces of evidence to people with humility, because in science, you always have a doubt. It's a healthy doubt. And I think that is a very important attitude.
I believe personally, Geneva has a better future. Swiss neutrality has to be restored. We have no future not being neutral. And the young people who survive through this will be the guarantors, hopefully, that such institutions can never again take foothold in our blessed country. Never again. The snakehead is in Geneva. I call it a direct, clear and present danger to the Swiss population, but I can tell you it is being cut off. If you have a house of cards, and this is a house of cards of a criminal, one card pulled by justice and the whole card house collapses. But from hope alone it is not done. Everybody must now change the spirit. And all the vaccinated, the injected, knowing that they are poison, we are the masses. We are billions of people. Let's just stand up and say, stop. We will not comply. And in French, ni oubli, ni pardon. Because we are the guardians of humanity and our light obliterates the darkness of evil. Always.
Hashtags. Restore Swiss neutrality. All right, Pascal Najati, thank you so much for joining us. Your dad was a founding member of the WF. Klaus Schwab, we looked it up. That's on record. He was assassinated in Malaysia. Prominent Bahrainian banker, your father, Hussein Najati. And you are speaking out as a Swiss citizen and as a humanitarian against what's happening. Perhaps you should start at the beginning about your father, yourself, when you awoken, and then you do a great job in other videos laying out where we are, but some of those videos are months old. I want to get an update from you because the world really is awakening to the horror. They thought we wouldn't be able to face this horror that was baked into it, but it's really backfired, and where you think things are going from here. So thank you so much for spending time with us. I know it's in the evening there, and so thank you.
Well, I'm in your continent. Alex, thank you very much.
Oh, so you're over here right now. Okay.
Well, who knows? We're everywhere. The Space Force can be everywhere. No, I want to greet you specifically because it's an honor to be on your show, and thank you very much for your time. I want to greet your audience and all the human beings, human species, I call them now, because we are human species. We have to be careful with terminology around the world. And I would like to say special gratitude to all the brave men and women that are in active war duty since the March 27th, 2020, fighting for our liberty globally under the Title 50 USC, Section 1550, which is the global defense war that current wartime President Trump and Commander-in-Chief of the United States has started. A lot of respect to these people because they are under secrecy. No one can confirm it. That's good. And they are fighting the most deadly war of all wars to end all wars. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
We're in a covert war right now. I mean, I agree with you. So go ahead.
Yeah. It is a covert war. It's a big war. And thanks to my buddy, Derek Johnson, I was able to check and verify. And we asked people to do that. Derek Johnson is a American United States military veteran, a bit younger than I am. Great guy, brave guy. Patriot and no bullshitter. And he's put together a website for everybody free of charge, the documents.info. All the presidential orders that are active now, 11 national emergencies that President Trump has issued, they're all valid now and in force. And declaration of war is all there. It's all in the open now. And about my father, it's not really important because God rest his soul, he got brutally assassinated by the deep state. We're still looking into it in Malaysia in July 29th, 2013. I was in Moscow then, Russia. And it was just to lose a parent like that is indescribable. It's a vacuum. And you asked me when I woke up, he was a banker. We had banks. And he got into the WEF, not as a founder and on a commercial basis. Olivier Giscard d'Estaing, the brother of then in this late mid-70s, Giscard d'Estaing, the French president, the brother of his was Olivier Giscard d'Estaing. He was the dean of the business school in Ciat near Paris. It's like it's one of the best business schools in the world. And he asked him to come to the mountains in Davos. And my dad said, yeah, sure, come along and do that. And he met Klaus Schwab. And my father had banks in Asia, in Bahrain, and trading houses in London, and decided maybe it's good. And Schwab was a charming guy then. He said, yeah, you can do all this emerging market panel. It's a pro bono thing. So once a year, my dad would go there for 2 weeks and host the emerging markets panel. And through my father, Schwab, or at that time, the EMF, the European Management Forum, was able to get the Asian leaders and ministers and the ones from the royal families, they are the emirs and from the Gulf interested into this whole EMF idea in Davos. And I remember Klaus Schwab as quite a charming guy. I was a little kid then, and it was not the WEF. It was a small gathering. There was no police, no bodyguards, no helicopters, no private jets. It was quite humble, but you could mingle and maybe maximum 100 people, maximum. And the downtime, they would go skiing. So you had, you were skiing with somebody from the Gulf, or you were skiing with the Prime Minister of Singapore, if he was able to ski. And you passed some time away from those discussions. We call them workshops today, okay? It was more like a workshop thing. But then in 1983, I believe my father just said, you know, this guy is evil and I cannot support these ideas. He wanted to go globalistic. And then in 1987, I believe, I'm not sure, he changed this thing to WEF, World Economic Forum. And then this whole circus, this narcissist den of corruption was meeting every year in Davos. And I was a banker in London, and Dresdner Bank was the second largest German bank in the 90s. We had Deutsche Bank and then Dresdner Bank, and I was a board member of Dresdner Bank London. And WEF asked me to co-sponsor this thing. I took a lot of money in my hands, and not my money, it was the bank's money, and we had a big banner everywhere. And I wanted to see myself what this was like. And I went there to Salzburg. It was the summer WEF in 98. And at the castle in Salzburg on the rock, Schwab knows how to do this, right? To make this big show, he hosted a cocktail for the co-sponsors and the so-called global leaders. So they called me young global leaders. I thought it's crazy. And I went up to him because I didn't meet him. This is his office doing all this paperwork with our lawyers and our people. And I went up to him and said, hey, I'm the dude from Dresdner Bank, and nice to meet you, Herr Schwab, you remember me. The guy turned on his spot, and he literally ran away from me. And I said, the guy has a problem with himself. That's very rude on one hand. And I couldn't comprehend it. I think we spent about 350,000 Deutschmarks. At that time, it was quite a lot of money to have a banner up there. And I just felt disgusted, not because he didn't greet me. I don't care if this guy says hello to me or not, but I saw something else. And if you take a light, it obliterates darkness. It seems to me that I represented for him light, and he just couldn't stand my proximity.
Well, let's speculate. Do you think as your dad broke away from the group, being a founding member and used to lead panels, that he hadn't clicked that you were a sponsor and that's why he panicked? Or why would he, when you just come over and say hi, freak out and run away?
I don't know. A mix of everything, I believe. But, you know, he's not stupid. I mean, by the way, he's dead. We executed him. But Schwab, I mean, his office had a list of the big names sponsoring. We were the second largest German bank in 98, when Germany still was something halfway through. I mean, he surely knew that Najjar is coming, right? And my name is not Meyer or Müller. You know, it's not that common. And it must have clicked before he went to this event. This is a security background.
So why do you think they freaked out when they saw you?
I don't know. And I know I don't care. What I cared about is about what I learned from this little sequence in my life. I got reconfirmation that my father had to get out of there as quick as possible on my own. I mean, I left the conference despite being a sponsor. I just said, you know, I called a day. This place is nuts. They were propagating. They were talking about humanity like worse than pets. I mean, a pet is a pet. You take care. They were giving it spreadsheet numbers, population increase and decrease.
I mean, let me stop you. I want people to focus on the spotlight right now. Start over. What were they discussing in these mid-history meetings of this that freaked your dad out, freaked you out? Go into laser focus. What were they doing?
They were ganging up on Russia to begin with. The Bloc opposition party, the Bloc party came there and talked. All Russians were monsters. It's not true. And Yeltsin had a bit of a health problem, but he was actually a good guy. He was a patriot, and the president has to be a patriot. Look at your President Trump. You defend the Constitution. First order. Every soldier or men and women in the service, you protect the Constitution. I do the same. We come to that later. They were doing spreadsheets about the world, how to increase productivity for them, for the shareholder value. I hate that word, by the way. Shareholder value is very bad. To talk about shareholder value and every year 20% more, what do? You squeeze the workforce. This was neo-fascism. And yeah, this was for me fascism, to be very blunt. They were Nazis. They're all Nazis, by the way. And we just talked about Hitler. Hitler was a Jewish Nazi. The Jews were, I mean, the Zionist Jews are the Nazis, always been the Nazis. Hitler killed 3.5 million Germans in the concentration camp. Nobody talks about that, right? So I felt that they were talking about the world like a monopoly. Remember that little game where I buy this and I buy this and I sell you that? And everybody went there to do deals. So the Daimler-Benz guys came from Stuttgart, the guys from BMW came, Hyundai came, and they cut deals. It became a casino, and it became a show of narcissism. If you look at these idiots, they're all, I don't say the F word now, I shouldn't do that on your show, but poor bunch of cockroaches in a dirty, stinking toilet. That's what they really were. And they had absolutely zero interest about other countries' problems, real problems, or constitutions. They were doing unconstitutional planning. And the problem I have with the people, with the humanity, with the masses in that sense, sorry, is that people, we got dumped down over decades by Zionist, I have to say it again, fascist, media moguls, and we accepted it. Now the parents even accept if the schools in Switzerland, the primary school, is teaching sexualizing 5- or 8-year-olds. And they say, oh, it's okay, it's a UN program, 2021.
Oh, the YMCA across the U.S. lets men go in and shower little girls. So just... What did you and your father wish? Because I interrupted you earlier. What did you witness, though? You're saying spreadsheets about the population. We know they're promoting depopulation. I mean, what is the WF's goal from being inside of it?
The WF was a Kissinger CIA operation, a deep state operation. Schwab is executed, a fascist Nazi. And he was interlinked with the Swiss government, to be very clear. I'm a Swiss Air Force officer, and I gave an oath to protect the Constitution. They have constructed, if you want to say so, engineered, sponsored, condoned, supported, launched a global corona psyops on a virus that never existed. They knew that. With all the tools they got, fake PCR tests, to create panic, and the media played into it, and they paid the Swiss government paid. So WEF was the hub of orchestration, and it is in Davos. Now, in the Swiss constitution, we have articles like espionage, subversive elements. In other words, if I'm a minister of interior in charge of the security of the country, I don't want to be, but if I would be, it's easy for me to eavesdrop and say, wait a minute, what they're plotting in Davos is actually disturbing the Grundordnung, the ground, the basic order of our constitution. You send the blue light, you arrest those people.
Undermining the foundation of civilization.
Correct. No, of Switzerland. Let's talk about that because it's in Switzerland. Let's talk about, I'm not a lawyer. No need to be a lawyer. If you're in the military, it's a different ballgame. We're talking military now. We're talking defense and protection. So they were planning to attack humanity, the Swiss, my Swiss compatriots from my point of view, and the global human species. It's an attack on the human species, not the genocide, people. A genocide is a genome. something you had against a skin color, a flag, a religion, or what have not. This is a demo site, and it's the first broad scale. AIDS was maybe the first one, but this is the first broad scale state sponsored, that's what the demo site is, state sponsored mass murder of your own population.
And they monetize it where they make money while they do it, which funds it.
No, it's not the money.
No, it's not about money. I'm saying they know how to use money to fund it to make sure it's carried out.
It was sponsored by the WHO, which is, look, Bill Gates is executed. Bill Gates was in bed with the rogue elements of the Chinese Communist Party. And they were planning this, of course. And the biggest financier of WHO, go and check the website, was, WHO's gone now, don't worry, was the Chinese, the Communist Party, and Bill Gates and Germany. They are the Nazis, right? Don't forget that. The Battenbergs, the whole British royal family is already executed, by the way, they're gone. They were Nazi Jews from Germany, Battenbergs, not Windsor. They were Satanists. So they made a pact with the Vatican. They made a pact with Israel. They made a pact with all these. And Switzerland is the center of it. When I said everything evil is in Switzerland, it's not just the WEF, Alex. It's the United Nations. It is Gavi. It is the International Police Union. Why is it there? The Postal Union. What the hell is that going to do there? The, you know, everything evil is in Geneva. And it is obliterated already. I leave the privilege to your President Trump to tell you the news. But I declare the Swiss government right now is under control of the US military completely. That's good. And all of these people who were involved in worldwide, with IOTA involved in finance, touching, planning, orchestrating, propagating the COVID bio, military grade bio.
Hold on, Pascal Najjali, stay there. All right, Pascal Najjali has been at the World Economic Forum. His father is on record as one of the founders of it. He used to lead major events there, and he was assassinated. That's on record. I pull up mainstream news headlines. You're a radio listener. We put them on screen. You know, you're saying some things I follow, some things I don't, but I want to drill down to this. Finish the point you were making before we hit break. I want to ask big picture. How is it going for the New World Order? Because I see videos, you know, with 50 million views and 300,000 comments, and, like, I can't find comments that are pro-Bill Gates. I can't find stuff that's pro-Klaus Schwab. I mean, do they realize that they launched this attack, did all this, injected everybody with poison, and now it's blown up in their face? I mean, this is crazy.
Okay. Look, I'm here for a reason to tell you the truth. I'm not talking nice about bad things. I repeat Sergei Lavrov's words. He's a great foreign minister of Russia. Look, very simple. They are satanic. The Vatican was, it's closed. Pope Francis is executed. His shoes were made of out of baby skin. Okay, don't have to go any further here. Ukraine is the deep state. Just to be clear, we are since the 20th of December 2019. Everybody can look it up now. Okay, please. Congressional website, house.gov. It is Title 50, Chapter 33, War Powers Resolution, Section 1550. Putin declared global worldwide defense war, US-led, with irregular, I'm irregular, just to be clear, and regular military and partner forces and special operations. First, so since then, we are in a global defense war. It's covert. Yes, it is. And I'm not going to compromise anybody. You cannot ask anybody who's in the military because they cannot talk, and that's good that way. Nobody will confirm it. That's good that way. But you can read it. It's happening. Look, Alex, when I found out that I was poisoned, I mean, that I was injected with a non-medicine, I went to the police station. I'm the only dude on this earth that went, and I'm not proud of it. I just did the right thing for my own family. I was not advanced in my studies then yet about this bioweapon.
You took the COVID shot.
I had to. Look, first of all, I'm Swiss. I'm a Swiss patriot. I was. I'm no longer proud of this flag, but I come to
the I'm not attacking you for taking it. You're saying you did take it.
I Pfizer three times, but I had to travel. My mother turned 80. She said, let's go on a cruise. I mom, I cannot say no to mom, right? So we got these shots, and I had a problem after the shots, but they said it's normal. Okay, I accepted that too. It was a washing machine. All the media were talking about it's safe. The doctors, the village doctor, the cantonal doctors, you name it, like the state doctors in your country, or in our country, I can say now myself. It was a psyop, a perfect psyop, and millions of people were paid to participate. 194 countries' leaders and parliaments voted yes to inject their own people, and everybody knew that this thing is not tested, and nobody knew where it came from.
So really, what is the master plan, and what do you think the globalists are doing now? Because everyone hates
they're
them.
Finished.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now they're finished. Your current wartime president, my commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump, said it March 2023. People should learn to listen to President Trump. He never lied. He always pulled it through. And he said, I will totally obliterate the deep state. Those were his words. Now, he said that already after it was done. It's not visible yet. Elon Musk is gone. Look at the dude. It's not Elon Musk anymore, isn't it? Look at Macron. This is not Macron. Look at the official pictures of the Elysee. It's not Macron anymore. They're gone because the U.S. military and over 30 military forces without their leaders are under the control and command of the United States. And the U.S. Space Force is the coordinating.
So you're saying this is like Q stuff. You're saying there's been a coup against the globalists?
No. Excuse me. How many fighter jets did Klaus Schwab command, or some Elon Musk or some Bezos? How many warships? Come on.
None.
Okay. No. They're finished. Our problem was the satanic globalists, the Vatican, Israel, the Zionists. It's been handled as
well.
What
do you make of Elon Musk? Because he's certainly turned against the globalists. He thinks they're done.
No, that's not Elon Musk anymore. It's not Elon Musk. He's gone. Elon Musk is fake news. Elon Musk told people we go to Mars. People, please think. Did you see that rocket ship, that piece of metal with traditional so-called rocket fuel? You want to go on a seven-month voyage. You want to go through the Allen Belt, which is 4,000. Metal melts at 1,200, 1,400. It's all fake news. The moon landing was fake. We know it now, of course. President Kennedy got wind that they were lying to him, and President Kennedy's alive. He's Q, actually. He's alive. And JFK Jr. is alive, too. He's the best friend of our current wartime president. The system was rigged hundreds of years already. NASA in Hebrew means to deceive. Got it all there. You guys had a solar eclipse, Alex. Everybody saw it, right? In Dallas, there was the shadow. Yeah,
Pascal Najati, I got to say this. Your dad was a founding member. We looked it up. You made these amazing informative videos, but you are now saying stuff that, we don't have evidence of.
What evidence? Sorry, the war is on. You go to the congressional website, please.
Congress just spent $23 billion in Israel. What do you mean, Israel?
That's a show. That's a show. The Ukraine deep, the corona labs, the pathogens that you have in your bodies were developed in Ukraine and Wuhan by Fauci and Barich in 2012 already. And then in Ukraine, 140 labs were there with this corona stuff.
No, that's true. I'm just saying, you're saying Elon Musk has been killed and is a fake?
He's gone. But look at the photos. People, please, look at the photos of the dude. It's not Elon Musk anymore. It's not. It's not.
Where's Hillary Clinton?
She's gone. I just published. She's gone. I even published the execution shot in Guantanamo Bay. She's gone. She was executed.
Oh, you have a photo of her being executed.
It's in my video. It's coming out tonight on Rumble. I have all the photos of the people executed. Obama, Clinton, Joe Biden. They were traitors. Clinton. Okay, here's the deal for you, Alex. 2016, we had an election. And Hillary Clinton, the Clintons wanted to steal it with the deep state. They wanted to kill us earlier with COVID, by the way. But thanks to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and the U.S. military intelligence and General Flynn and special operations, They were able to make a counter coup against Hillary Clinton and catch her. They caught her red-handed, and President Trump said it. We caught them all red-handed. Obama knew it. Clinton knew it. Joe Biden knew it.
No, no, Jesus. I agree with you. The globalist power structure is falling. You can see that everywhere. I get nothing
but love. Not falling. They're gone. Klaus Schwab is gone. He's executed. Gone. Our Delta forces took him out with the Swiss military coordinated. The Swiss territory is under full control of the United States military right now as we speak.
And the Pope's dead too.
The Pope is executed. Look at the picture. The Easter address on the balcony, there was none. It never happened in the history of Vatican. We have used 650 C-17 U.S. Air Force workhorses. These are the big troop transporters and cargo transporters from Boeing, C-17s, Globemasters. 650 flights to fly the gold from Rome to Fort Knox. It was a satanic institution torturing children in the basement. I don't want to talk about these crimes because it's just, I don't want to talk about it. It's too bad. It will be disclosed by other people in the military to you.
All right. So all I know is I'm still being persecuted by the deep state right now. What is that?
No. Why are you? From who?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just like, I mean, it's constant, nonstop trying to shut us down.
No. What you tell these people, it's very simple, Alex. You inform them that they are under the U.S. Law of War Manual 2015, updated July 23. And you tell them that they are under Title 50, USC 2381, influencing or meddling with local journalists, American.
What about U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 5? U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 500 and... I remember the exact code number. You know about the code U.S. Title where it deals with secret testing on humans?
Again, no one will harm you anymore. President Kennedy saw it coming. They took him out of the way. Okay?
President Kennedy's still alive?
He is alive. He is Q. Q is real. It's
how
not
old,
conspiracy.
How old? Guys, look up the birth date of JFK. Who got his back broken in World War II. There are not a lot of World War II vets left. I disagree.
Alive. I don't need you to agree with me. It's non-negotiable. He's alive. And JFK Jr., Hillary tried to kill him. Yes, it's true. They're all alive, well, and kicking, all right? And what's coming next will shock the people. You'll see.
So JFK would be 99 right now. You're saying JFK is alive?
Excuse me, my father-in-law, my fiancé's father, just passed away at 101, and he was drinking champagne on his birthday.
And he was running, if he's Q, JFK, President JFK is running major operations at 99 years old.
No, you've got his son, brilliant man. He's about my age, a bit older, maybe 1 or 2 years. And you got President Trump, you got General Flynn. Q is not just one person anymore, but the guy who started Q is JFK, and he's alive. And I pray to God that he stays with us as long as possible. I want to meet him.
All right, Pascal Najati, I really, really, really appreciate you coming on here in the time we have.
I'd like to say one thing.
No, you can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. Okay. I'm asking a question. You come off as really believing what you're saying. Is this performance art, or is this to discredit things, or you really? Because the poison shot's real, but now you're off in the Easter Bunny Santa Claus area.
No. Excuse me, no. That would be an insult to all brave men and women, my comrades, not in the U.S. military, but of 33 or 34, we don't know exactly, military organizations that are fighting for your and our liberty right now, okay? All of this is about 70, 76, we the people. Remember, first came the military, General Washington. First came the military. And the we the people constitution says, we the people, the representatives Everybody, every citizen in the United States is a representative, not Congress or Senate. We don't need these politicians anymore. We need we the people. And President Trump said it, Alex. He said, we're transferring power back from the government to the people.
All right, Pascal Lajani, let me ask you a question. Because I saw your earlier videos, very cogent, very smart the last few years. I saw another video where you talk about you and your mother have taken the COVID shot. You're very sick from it.
Yeah.
You're saying you woke up the last few years. I mean, because you are a big banker. Your dad was one of the founders of this. That's all real. What I'm asking you is, what was your awakening like to now bring you to this point? Because a lot of people wake up to this. They can't believe it's happening. They believe like some magical force is going to save them. And I'm trying to understand the psychology of you believing.
Excuse me. You need to stick to the facts. I'm only talking about .gov, United States property websites, .gov referenced. Okay? I'm not talking precisely about...
So how does some executive order mean Hillary's dead and Elon Musk has been executed?
Another question. It's a presidential race. Let's agree to that. All right? Where are those hardcore traitors Democrats on stage rallying? Where's Obama gone? Where's Mrs. Clinton gone? Traitor Clinton. Where's John Kerry with his climate frying? Where's Greta Thunberg, which is a transvestite?
No, I get the PSYOP. Yeah. If we say the left's defeated and everyone believes it, then they will be defeated. That just sounds like black propaganda to me.
No, it's not. Because they're not there anymore. Try to get in. Alex, get me Clinton online and then you can have whatever you want from me. She doesn't exist anymore. Gone.
I mean, she's been at universities giving speeches.
There's doubles. We spent $1 billion on clones, man. Okay? Technology. Yeah. That's not Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'll say this. Joe Biden doesn't look like Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, his name is mostly Arthur Roberts. I don't know where I'm going. I'm asleep now, yeah. Dude. The inauguration was fake. You should know it, Americans. It's 12 o'clock noon. It happened at 11:47 for a purpose. You can't give the White House to an actor. And he got 3 cannons in Arlington. Even that was on camera. You didn't click. The confirmation of a commander-in-chief has 4 cannons, 21 shots at 3 seconds interval. You saw in Arlington, nice, huh? 3 cannons, 9 seconds. That's a funeral protocol. That was Joe Biden's funeral. He got shot. His brains flew out on the right side, all the way to the wall, on the 17th of January, 2021.
I remember Q saying that Biden wasn't going to get into office and he'd all be saved that day. All right, Pascal Najati, thank you so much. People can find you on Rumble at Natural Swiss. Where else can they find you?
No, Neutral. Neutral.
Oh, I can't read. Neutral Swiss.
I would like, Alex, I need to say a few things. Give me 1 second, please. I think Americans should be proud of what you have. You have yourself, and I want people to believe in themselves first and believe in God. You don't need to go to a church or a temple for that. He's in you. God's hand is guiding us. It's guided me to the truth. And the new world only has room for truth. We are done with bullshit. We are done with the lies from governments. That's all I can say. You're the safest country on the world right now, United States of America.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate it.
God bless you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm going to give people my approximation. It's only my opinion. The world has gone completely insane, and people cannot handle the incredible bioweapon attack we've been under. And you've got people loving Hitler, and we've got people believing that the deep state's been defeated. And, I don't think that guy came off like a con artist. I think that guy, in my opinion, is completely out of his mind. Absolutely out of his gourd. And that's what I'm talking about. His dad was one of the founders of WEF. He was a sponsor of WEF. He has all these great videos with all this real stuff. And we have the FDA. Pull up the FDA document, October 2000, please. FDA document on possible adverse reactions, myocarditis, blood clots, heart attacks, cancer. It all happens. So I get when something that crazy is going on and you've been injected with poison and you and your mother are sick from it, as he said in other videos. My God, I do want to believe the Q stuff. And it's back like herpes, folks. I mean, oh, yeah. Q said Biden would be removed at the inauguration. So he was. Yeah, there it is on screen. By the way, give that to me. Text that to me. I'm going to put that on X. God almighty, help me. People crack up in a war like this, though. This is a long war. It's been going on for a really long time. And people just, it's hard to believe there's a broken social contract. It's hard to believe that we've been so betrayed, and people are going insane. I mean, the left is already completely insane. When I put an X post out saying Hitler's bad, and it got tens of millions of views, I noticed the left all piled on, members of Congress, talk show hosts. They go, look, Jones, you made people love Hitler. No, you're so corrupt and you lie so much that the public has gone insane. And you got Klaus Schwab over there saying we're going to destabilize society and make an angrier world. And out of this, they're going to accept our utopia and 200 square foot apartments. You'll eat bugs and we're going to rape your kids and cut their penises off. Dude, everyone hates you now. You will never get that. And what humans envision, humans build. So in a weird, sick way, the Q thing that you're all defeated, and you're all being executed, that's people manifesting their dreams. If I was the FBI and if I was the CIA, you better stop this psychological warfare right now. It has turned in on itself. You are the enemy. Everyone hates you, and now it's taking on cartoon-level hatred. Give up. Stop. Quit. I mean, there's a great Tucker Carlson clip. I'm going to go a little bit the next hour. It's him on nuclear war and hydrogen bombs and atomic weapons. And it is evil. Why did we ever not get together and just not have these? You're like, well, that's okay. Well, now it's fission weapons. Now it's antimatter weapons. Now it's super biological weapons. I mean, if we can build it, why do we build it? That's the decision we're going to have to make. Well, we need a global government to do it. It's the global government implementing it. And see, I've been doing this 30 years. And I grew up around people that were aware of this, that were serious people. But the problem is, as the general public discovers how screwed we are, they're going to flip out. They can't handle it. And the globalists think they're going to organize this confusion and dystopia into something that's going to bring them into power. That only works if you're not identified as the group running it. So you try to get a Jewish Islamic fight going on or a black versus white fight. That's not working. You guys are screwed. And look, my job is not to save the globalists. But if they're hanging on by their fingernails and they're going to blow the planet up, go stick them on an island. That's why we put Napoleon on an island twice. And I'm just like, stop it. Pull your heels. I mean, I'm telling the globalists, come out with your hands up. It's like the FBI back when they were totally corrupt. We'd be talking to some hostage taker and like, you're completely surrounded. Right now, you just get 30 years in prison. We can make a deal. 10 years in easy prison. If not, you're dead. Your decision right now. If you start killing hostages, we're going to storm the building. You may get a few hostages, but you're going to die today. Look, it'll be very easy. Come on out of there. I mean, come on. Come on, people. Because I see guests. I say, hey, get this guy on, get that person on. We don't, you know, I do some vetting. I check who they are. But I notice that guy's never talked like that I've seen for years. Until he comes on my show, and then he just slits his wrist on air. If he is doing it on purpose, he is an incredible actor. I know that came off as pure mental illness. And who can blame somebody cracking up in a trench? God is the answer to all this. That's why they say there is no atheist in a foxhole. Well, there's not a lot of sane people in a foxhole either. That's an Alex Jones quote. Insanity lives in foxholes. And if you don't have a strong connection to God and history, you learn this stuff, you're going to go cuckoo. All right, I'm going to come back and play the clip I mentioned. Please don't forget our sponsor. It's How We Fund the Operation. Plus, these are incredible products. you want to hold in your hand and experience our amazing original, now back in stock, not available for years, nano silver, super blue toothpaste with tea tree, with iodine, with the organic oils, no, like peppermint, no fillers, no fluoride, at drjonesnaturals.com. That's how we fund this operation trying to stop World War III. drjonesnaturals.com. And we also have Next Level Foundational Energy, the breakdown of folic acid, methyl folate with other key complex of ingredients that supercharge into your cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has a stimulant effect. For everybody out there looking for energy, this is the healthy way to get energy. Believe me, you want to get Next Level Foundational Energy at drjonesnaturals.com. And then separately, back in stock, sold out for almost 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, all the essential cofactors, the key amino acids, everything you need to supplement everything else you're doing, and it tastes great. It's a powder put in water, put in a pitcher, wonderful. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarStore.com. And we haven't ended the deal yet because I've been so busy. 50% off DNA Force Plus, cleans out your telomeres, your DNA, your mitochondria, PQQ, the CoQ10, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. We do that like once a year. And Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy. That deal's going to end very soon. I mean, I'm talking 24 hours. That is 40% off. Turbo Force, DNA Force, InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com for Next Level Foundational Energy, Super Blue, Nano Silver, Iodine Toothpaste, and so much more. Hour number four, straight ahead. Yeah, I need to hear a little bit of this right now after what I just heard. They've destabilized civilization by design. They're bringing it down. And I've been doing this 30 years, and I see a huge awakening and really positive things. But, man, this Q crap. And, boy, our audience would have been much bigger if I hadn't opposed that. And I hadn't told you they were going to move Trump, and I hadn't told you they were going to assassinate Biden at the inauguration 3.5 years ago. And we're 190 days out from the election, and it's the same cuckoo crap all over the place. Because people want to believe someone's coming to save them, and the military is awesome. The military is a wreck. All the best people are out of it. It's all Hollywood, folks. And the reason I say that is it's farmers, and it's auto mechanics, and it's truck drivers, and it's school teachers, and it's police officers, and it's firefighters, and it's family counselors, and it's pastors, and it's factory workers, and it's an average military people that are going to save this country by telling the truth, by loving God, by not submitting to the left. But they want to give us a fantasy that everything's fine and we're winning while we're not. Like MTG said at the start of the show, what a balance. MTG dead on versus total mental breakdown, cuckoo land. That's where we are. You know, I love to quote Churchill all day, but he said at the beginning of World War II, he said, all I can promise you is a lot of pain, even worse pain if we don't win. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat this stuff and give people a bunch of BS. The most brainwashed people are people in intelligence agencies. They're given the real brainwashing. Of course, because the deep state wants to keep them compromised and controlled. Here's Tucker Carlson making a great point about nuclear weapons or bioweapons or any of this. Why are we doing this? Why are we playing with our own destruction? Here it is.
Well, you could say the same about the atomic bomb, right?
Yes, you could.
And you could say that we have to develop it like Oppenheimer felt before the Nazis did.
I love that. How'd that work? How'd that work?
Well,
I love, by the way, that people on my side, I'll just admit it, on the right, you know, have spent the last 80 years defending dropping nuclear weapons on civilians. Like, are you joking?
Right.
That's just like prima facie evil.
Yeah.
If you can't, well, if we hadn't done that, then this, that, the other thing, that was actually a great savings. Like, no, it's wrong to drop nuclear weapons on people. And if you find yourself arguing that it's a good thing to drop nuclear weapons on people, then you are evil. Like, it's not a tough one, right? Is that a hard call for you? It's not a hard call for me. So with that in mind, like, why would you want nuclear weapons? It's like just a mindless, childish sort of intellectual exercise to justify, like, oh, no, it's really good because someone else will get it. How about no? How about, like, spending all of your effort to prevent this from happening? Would you kill baby Hitler, you know, famously?
Right.
So I don't know why we're sitting back and allowing this to happen if we really believe it will extinguish the human race or enslave the human race. Like, how can that be good?
Read Anthony Sutton's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Hitler wasn't controlled. He was funded and wound up. They had a psychological profile to be the pretext to then build all this stuff Hitler was doing, but as the good guys. And that's the Hegelian dialectic. And that's what you've got to understand. It's like the spending bill, $95.3 million and $9 billion goes to Hamas. I mean, come on, people. That's what's going on. And it's evil, sick brains that are coming up with all this. The great Gerald Celente takes over the next 55, 56 minutes. And then the amazing Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. We're still here. Thanks for your support. I appreciate you all. I don't want to prove to you how much your support is worth by shutting down, but we're close. And I don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks, the next few months, but we're in very dire straits. And anybody telling you that everything's Magic Kingdom, it's Disney World, everything's fine, is selling you a pack of goods because they don't think you can handle the truth. I believe you can handle the truth. You know, they say in that great movie, you can't handle the truth. Jack Nicholson, well, I believe you can handle the truth. We'll see you at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show and band.video. Thank you all for your support. Gerald Celente takes over now.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as Alex was saying, you know, you do what you can to support Infowars. It journalism is dead. It's gone. And again, I call them prostitutes, media whores to get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. You look at the list of all the little clowns that they call, you know, journalists that came from either the Repulsivekins or the Democrats. You know, I just had a conversation with a friend of mine, you know, talking about, well, you know, I'm not crazy about either one of the candidates, but I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. That's like saying almost pregnant. And that's why we don't have any change in this country. Lesser of two evils. Why don't you grow up? I mean, what do we, and they, this is what the narrative becomes. I'm very sad. You know, I'm a trend forecaster, and I've been at this 44 years. And World War III has begun, and it's just going to become, quote, official when there's a major attack or a false flag event. And if we don't stop it, what happened this past weekend with the passage of those bills to Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine of $95 billion of our money to keep bloodying the killing fields? Where is the outrage? Where's the outrage? And the numbers, I don't have them exactly in front of me, it was like 318 pro and 54 or 58 against sending that money as our country's rotting in front of us. And there's an article on InfoWars. And this is why you go to InfoWars. They have great information up there. And it's by Ron Paul. Ron Paul is the last person I voted for president. That was at 2012. And I'm very honored. I'm on his show from time to time. And I've been a guest speaker at his events. I admire him very, very much. If we had Ron Paul as president, America would be at the top for the American people, financially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But all we are, we're down in the bottom. When future historians go searching for the final nail in the U.S. coffin, they may well settle on the date of April 20th, 2024. Again, you can get this article not only from Ron Paul's Liberty Report, but it's on InfoWars. On that day, Congress passed legislation to fund 2.5 wars. Hand what's left of our privacy over to the CIA and the NSA, and give the U.S. president the power to shut down whatever part of the internet he disagrees with. This is America, the land of freedom and democracy. I was listening to Tucker Carlson, that short thing about, oh, the terribleness of nuclear bombs, you know, how he bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And yeah, but how about the destruction of the 2000 bombs that are wiping out, it was about 35,000 Palestinians now since October 7th? Wounded, about 80,000 seriously wounded, according to the data. And where's the outrage? Where is the outrage over this? This is our government. This is who our leaders, our officials, official pieces of crap. This is terrible what's going on. They have just escalated World War III. Got it? But markets look at it differently. You go to Kitco, gold and silver prices are sharply lower in midday U.S. trading Monday on profit-taking pressures, which, of course, we said this was going to happen. We said there's going to be wild fluctuations in the precious metals market because the prices are rising so fast. So you always have that downturn on it. And week-long liquidation in the futures market. So they're selling out. Yeah. Okay. So far, these are just routine downside price corrections in a major bull market run, which we agree. More strong selling pressure this week would become more worrisome for the gold and silver bulls. There has also been, you ready? This is the important part. Perceived easing of tensions in the Middle East, which is a negative for the safe haven metals. Wrong. This is only a temporary pause in the Middle East. This war is going to continue to escalate. The Trends Journal is coming out tomorrow, and one of the articles in it about how lousy Israel's economy is doing. 6% of their employment, for example, goes to tourism sector. And then with, you know, what happened with Iran's attack following Israel's attack on April 1st, April Fool's Day, that's when the Israeli fools attacked the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria. As we used to say in the Bronx, payback's a bitch. So when Iran retaliated, sirens going off, the whole thing has changed. The vibe is gone. So this is hurting their economy. Now, what does it mean? Well, when all else fails, they take you to war. The worst economic conditions Israel slides into, the more they're going to ramp up the war to get the people's minds off the terrible economic conditions that have been created as a result of the war. Virtually nobody is talking about this. No one. So no, there may be a pause, but you got maniacs in charge. And as Alex Jones was saying, you know, when you look at the people who are running this country and all the countries. I mean, who do you like? That little Gaston Macron, the little boy over there with a little pecker like that in France. Sunak, out of his mind, little jerk. But I married a very rich girl. Or lady. Olaf Scholz over there in Germany. They spelt it wrong. Scholz is it's an H and I and a T in it. One little jerk after another. The cover of the magazine coming out tomorrow is going to be, and again, this is being done before Alex was mentioning what he was mentioning about the crazy people running the show. The inmates are running the asylum. These are mentally deranged people. They are evil, demonic people. By their deeds you shall know them. They're murderers and they're thieves. Speaking of the thief level, This is from today's Wall Street Journal. Article down the bottom. Funds depose banks as Wall Street's kings. And they got this chart. Giant investment companies are taking over the financial system. Investment companies? Isn't that a nice name for the gang that's controlling the show? Investment companies. Top firms control sums rivaling the economies of many nations. They are pushing into new businesses, blurring the lines that define who does what on Wall Street, and nudging once dominant banks towards the sidelines. Today, traditional and alternative asset managers control twice as many assets as U.S. banks, giving them increasing control over the purse strings of the U.S. economy. This is from the Wall Street Journal. The purse strings of the U.S. economy. All we are plantation workers of Slavelandia. They've taken over everything. Today, traditional and alternative. I just read that part. The firms such as Blackstone, BlackRock, Templeton, Franklin Templeton, and KKR, throw maybe a KKK in there, are becoming more complex and more similar to one another all at once. Investors said this creates risks markets have never encountered before. So here's the bottom line. They own everything. When I was a young man, there were no private equity groups. There were no venture capitalists. There were no hedge funds. There were grocery stores, hardware stores, stationery stores, grocery stores. Now they're drug chains, hardware chains, stationery chains, grocery chains. The chains own everything. The bigs own everything. Our country has been taken over. The lobbyists rule. Morons and imbeciles call the money that the politicians get campaign contributions. No. It's called bribes and payoffs. Grow up. This thing is, again, they are in control. And even the Wall Street Journal says how volatile this could be. So as we go on the air, this Dow's up over 400 points. That lousy couple of weeks, the S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow, the bigs are in control of everything. They're also going to do everything they can to bring down the price of gold. Because gold is the ultimate safe haven asset. And when you see people buying more and more gold, that gives you a clue of how bad things are. We've said from the beginning, again, one of our top trends for 2024, it's a golden year in gold. And we've also made it very clear, you're going to see wild fluctuations in this. This is very serious. We have lost our freedom. This is not the America that our founding fathers fought for, or my grandparents and other people's grandparents and great-grandparents came to America because it was the land of opportunity. No more opportunity. It's gone. It's gone. And all the vibe is gone. All the vibe is gone. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And happiness is a dirty word. You are not allowed to talk about it. Liberty? Well, I just read that part of that article from Ron Paul. Yep. Congress passed legislation to fund 2.5 wars and hand what's left of our privacy over to the CIA and the NSA. When you put in the intelligence agencies, which is really an oxymoron, because what great intelligence have they ever provided? When you put their money into the defense budget, we're looking at over $1 trillion a year going into defense as our country is rotting in front of our eyes. Yet, nearly $100 billion this past Saturday goes to keep bloodying the killing fields in Ukraine. And Israel, or Israel's genocide by the definition. And now, giving money to Taiwan? What are you kidding me? I think Taiwan, I'm not sure, I think it's like the fourth richest country in the world. 14th, rather. And Israel is like the 30-something. And these are rich countries. And we're giving them our money, our taxpayer money, as people living paycheck to paycheck, 63% of Americans, as the streets are filled with homeless, crazy people everywhere, migrants flooding into the country. And again, nothing went for the borders. That was another article that InfoWars had in there on Sunday. None of this money is going to protect we the people. And as I said, it's ramping up the war. This is from Reuters. Moscow warns of direct clash with West over Ukraine. Russia said on Monday that U.S., British, and French military support for Ukraine has pushed the world to the brink of a direct clash between the world's biggest nuclear powers that could end the catastrophe. Hey, did Taylor Swift have sex last night? Yeah, I haven't heard about Johnny Depp lately. Amber Heard, I never heard of her either, I mean. All right? This is serious. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. Again, I just read to you from Reuters what they're saying coming out of Moscow. President Vladimir Putin's 2022 vision of Ukraine has touched off the worst breakdown in relations between Russia and the West since 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, according to Russian and U.S. diplomats. It's 2 days after U.S. lawmakers approved billions of dollars in additional military aid to Ukraine. Lawmakers. Could you imagine calling a little clown boy of nothing? A little piece of scum crap who calls himself a Christian. Mike Johnson. Could you imagine calling these clown boys and girls lawmakers? Lawmakers. Little lying scum freaky pieces of crap. These are our lawmakers. I just had a friend say to me, you know, Gerald, more people would listen to you if you didn't get so angry. I said, take it. I don't want to hear it, man. You bet I'm angry. You bet I'm angry. As St. Thomas Aquinas said, he who is not angry when it's justifiably moral to be angry is immoral. It is justifiable now to be angry unless you like seeing the pictures that they hardly show of little blown up little babies and girls and boys in Gaza, maybe that gets you, you know, hard like you like it. Not a word, not a word about why the Ukraine war started and how the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych back in 2014 that we wrote about in detail in your Trends Journal. This is when it was a quarterly, spring edition. See how happy that guy is? Victoria Nuland, who just left, passing out cookies and candy at Maidan Square with John McCain, caught on the telephone saying, F you to the EU. She used the proper language. I can't say the word. We're putting yats in there. A little boy of nothing, Yatsenyuk. They threw out Yanukovych because Ukraine's been broke. They need money. They're going to do a deal with the EU and the IMF. And Putin said, I got a better deal for you. I'm going to give you lower interest rates. And I'm going to cut your gas and oil prices. Yanukovych says, sure, we'll go with you. No, you won't. You got to go with the IMF, the International Mafia Fed, a monetary fund, and the EU, the ECB. Yeah. People have no idea this. I can't get into discussions with anybody anymore. They don't know anything. I publish a magazine. The last week was almost 200 pages, you know, week after week. I put the facts down. We're facts. Yep. Yep. Lavrov said, this is the top guy there in Russia, Western support for Ukraine was putting the United States and its allies on the verge of direct military clash with Russia. Quote, the Westerners are teetering dangerously on the brink of a direct military clash between nuclear powers, which is fraught with catastrophic consequences. Of particular concern is the fact that it is the troika of Western nuclear states that are among the key sponsors of the criminal Kyiv regime, the main initiators of various provocative steps. We see serious strategic risks in this, leading to an increase in the level of nuclear danger. I wonder what the Yankees are going to do this year. You know, I hope they got it. That's where the people's minds are. This is serious. This is deadly serious. And where are the billionaires? Could you imagine if Musk, if Bezos, if Gates, if Zuckerberg, all these billionaires, each one of them gave $1 billion apiece? We'd have peace. Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And there you see it. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. And you go to jonestrends.com. You get 10% off. And again, it costs you like $2.50 a week. Nothing. And we're giving you what you can't get anywhere else. Again, Trend is your friend, and we're giving it to you. going back to what's going on with this war, you go back to your Trends Journal. Before the war began on February 22nd, 2022, it began on February 24th. The headline cover of the Trends Journal magazine, from COVID war to Ukraine war to world war. World War III's already begun. There's going to be a false flag event, as I said, or some nuclear exchange, something big that makes it official. We said that there was no way in the world that Ukraine could defeat Russia. And again, everything is not talked about. The people have no idea about it, about how the Ukrainians were killing, I don't know, about 15,000 people in the Donbas region, which is, you know, mostly Russian-speaking people in Ukraine. They didn't vote for this government that they put in there. They believed in Yanukovych, who they threw out. They killed 15,000 of them. This is a retaliation from Russia. But you're not allowed to retaliate. And these are the facts. You know, I'm a close combat guy. We attack the attacker. I don't attack anybody. I'll attack the attacker. So here's the hypocrisy. The United States and the EU are putting more severe sanctions on Iran because of Iran's attack on Israel last week. How come they don't put sanctions on Israel for its attacks against Iran in blowing apart their consulate in Damascus, Syria? They could do that. Israel could bomb oil fields and depots in Iran. That's okay. Iran's not allowed to attack. You're not allowed to attack the attacker. The hypocrisy, Israel should have sanctions on them for the crimes that they are committing. They keep stealing Palestinian land. The numbers I've seen are up to 7,000 acres since the October 14th, 2023 attack by Hamas. Against United Nations, Article 242, and the Geneva Convention. But, hey, they could do it, and we're going to send them more money to do it. That we are sending $26 billion to Israel and some $60 billion to Ukraine to keep these wars going, this is demonic. And going back to the reality, there's no way that Ukraine is going to win this war. And as I said, going back to Israel, no way that they escalate this. They're destroying their economy. And again, when all else fails, they take you to war. What followed the dot-com bust? The war on terror. What followed the Great Depression? World War II. So going back to oil prices, oh, there was big news last week. Bank of America said that Brent crude could hit $130 a barrel if the Middle East meltdown keeps melting down. Guess what? Go back to your Trends Journal. We've been writing about this week after week since January. $130 a barrel, right out of our mouths. Right in my podcasts. And now Bank of America says that you better watch out. Brent crude goes to $130 a barrel. Look how much gas prices have gone up already. I guess since they're low, they're up about, what, 60 cents a gallon? They go up to $130 a barrel. The equity markets are going to crash. The global economy is going to crash. And gold prices are going to skyrocket. And we don't give financial advice. There are no ads in the Trends Journal. Ad free. So these are the things you have to look out for, because this is right out of Euronews. European Union countries who own air defense systems are under pressure to step up their assistance for Ukraine. Is just what Lavrov, the Russian diplomat, the foreign minister, has warned. The Westerners are teetering dangerously on the brink of direct military clash between nuclear powers, which is fraught with catastrophic consequences. I recommend that those of you who are interested in a bit of history is to listen to or read John F. Kennedy's speech to graduating students at American University in June of 1963. June, July, August, September, October, November, 5 months later, Jack, you're dead? Yeah. It was all about peace. And in this speech, he says that we should not hate the people of the Soviet Union. They suffered more than anybody else in World War II. He said over 20 million were killed. The numbers now are about 25 million. And he goes on to say they lost their land, their factories, their farms, their homes, from the equivalent of Chicago East. And he warns that if we go and have an atomic bomb exchange with the Soviet Union, life on Earth will be gone within 24 hours. That's 1963's atomic bombs compared to the nuclear weapons they have today. Oh, yeah, but I got a bomb shelter. Don't forget, put your hands behind your head and bend down and kiss your butt goodbye. Yeah. The stupid ads they ran about what to do in case there's a nuclear war. We have evil, demonic people in charge, and that's why you need to support InfoWars. These are, as my I am, I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I just had a friend, well, you know, why don't you enjoy yourself? You know, you don't have to keep going on like this. And I can't enjoy myself in a world like this. I said, I'm doing everything I can. I launched Occupy Peace. I just don't talk about this. What are you going to do? Well, you know, there's not too much I could do. Oh, now everybody freaked out. You can't, all the stories I hear. Oh, there are missiles. There are drones going over Israel. Oh, look what Iran did. Look what Iran did. Yeah, but what did Israel do? Well, we don't know anything about that, but look what Iran did. My book, Trend Tracking, Bob and the Megatrends, Time Magazine. A whole section here, how I became a trend forecaster when the United States, the fall of the Shah, right there. What we did to Iran. I have no idea. Listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Stay tuned and support info. Hey, creeping on the Alex Jones Show, and as I keep saying, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you, and we are in the most dangerous times of our lifetime. Again, what just happened with $100 billion going to the war machine, I mean, this is in front of everybody's eyes, lunacy. And again, it's just that what they say in InfoWars, you get that 360 win, you know? You get these great products, they help you, and they help InfoWars. And they have this great product they have now that's 40% off, their vitamin mineral fusion. It's been out of stock, but it's back in stock now, and it's a platinum standard. If you want the advanced multivitamin formulas, this is it, and it's returned. You can see it floating there, man. It came back. It's been out of stock for months now. So you better get it now, because it helps boost your natural systems and you get your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. Again, it's back in stock. People love this stuff because it helps them so much. And we really need to build ourselves up spiritually, physically, emotionally. And this is one of the products that helps you do that as well. And it got a whole bunch of great contains you know, vitamin C, D, E, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium. A bunch of natural nutrients. So do what you can. Don't wait, because if you wait too long, it's going to be gone. You want to boost your natural system with this great vitamin mineral fusion. You get 40% off. You go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and you really get that 360 win. That's it. You better get it now, or it goes away again. All right. As I said, by the definition, what Israel is doing is genocide. This is from Oxford. The deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying that nation or group. And then we heard from, Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, saying how valuable this land is. Remember that, don't you? A couple of weeks ago. Here it is. And that's Jared Kushner's dad. Here it is. Jared Kushner has praised the very valuable, that's a quote, potential of Gaza's, quote, waterfront property. Yep. He goes on to say that, it's a very unfortunate situation there, unfortunate situation of being slaughtered. But from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out of there and clean it up. Genocide, by the definition. And he who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. And if you can live amid injustice without anger, you are immoral as well as unjust, said Thomas Aquinas. You know, these people who call themselves Christians, you're full of crap. Biden, what Christ you're talking about? And save your fairy tale crap for somebody else. Shove it. What Christ you're talking about? The Prince of Peace? Disgusting. It's a disgrace to associate yourself with the Prince of Peace, because you're nothing more than pieces of crap. Two Hezbollah commanders killed by IDF strike. Again, Israel keeps ramping up this war. I said gold prices went down because they're saying that things are calming down in the Middle East. They're not calming down. It's only going to heat up. And massive U.S. deficit poses significant risk to world economy, warns the International Monetary Fund. All right? That's from Financial Times. The IMF has warned the U.S. that it has huge fiscal deficits, have stoked inflation, and pose significant risks for the global economy. That's right. They stoked inflation, but they blame inflation, like Powell, the Fed head, blame it on the plantation workers making more money. When they launched the COVID war and dumped trillions of dollars of cheap money into the systems to artificially prop it up. Yeah, you don't have to go to work. Don't worry about it. It's some money. Yeah, that was inflation. But now, thinking about that headline, massive U.S. deficit poses significant risk to the world economy. When all else fails, they take you to war. And even though it poses a significant risk, what do we just do? Send another $100 billion to the military-industrial complex? Again, as the country's rotting in front of our eyes? Global economy to slow in coming years. Again, the IMF. So the global economy slows. You think you got a banking crisis that's terrible now? It's going to get a lot worse. And again, thanks to the COVID war, we're destroying the lives and livelihoods of billions of people with their lockdowns. And what no one talks about, that is one of our top trends for 2024. And again, you go to jonestrends.com and get 10% off. It costs you like $2.50 a week, a lousy cup of coffee. Tech giants trim office space, dealing landlords major blow. This was from the Wall Street Journal. They don't say how this is going to crash the banking system. They keep saying that it's going to be taken care of and not to worry. At the very end of this article, you ready? San Francisco's office vacancy rate hit a record 36.7% in the first quarter, according to CBRE. You know what it was before the COVID war? 3.6%. So it went from 3.6% vacant before the COVID war to 36% vacant following the COVID war. How are the owners of these buildings going to pay off their debt? Their debt, which cost twice as much as when they bought the building because interest rates went up, and they got them vacant. They don't have any tenants. Goes back to gold. There's going to be an office crisis, office building bust, which we'd forecast, that's going to bring down the banking system. U.S. regional banks seen booking more commercial property losses and loan sales. This is another Reuters story. And they end it by saying, analysts, however, it's right here. Analysts, however, do not expect turmoil from the banking sector's exposure to commercial real estate. In the Bronx, we used to say BS has its own sound. Analysts? What, with a brain bigger than a pea? There is $4 trillion worth of commercial real estate loans coming due in the next 2.5 years. $4 trillion. Your office occupancy rate is about 50%. Your office vacancy rate in the major cities is about 20%. New York City is 23%. All the businesses that depended on commuters, they're not doing great. Yeah, the dry cleaners are dried up, man. They're gone, going out, one after another. So subscribe to the Trends Journal. We are in the most serious crisis, socially, politically, geopolitically, economic, in my lifetime. You go to jonestrends.com, jonestrends.com, and you better prepare to prevail and prosper in these times ahead. And please consider donating to Occupy Peace if you are for peace. And tell the billionaires to start donating money for peace. They put money in for peace, we'll have peace on earth. But the pieces of crap, we're not doing it. You got to do it now, so do what you can to make it happen. Thank you.